Oh.
All right, here we go. All right, what's going on, everybody? How you doing? It's your boy, The Dean. Man, Mindset, check it out. Guys, go and get your crayons out. We appreciate you guys coming in. Real, let's get all this thing going. Shout out to the 255 on 5-3. Y'all broke the record. Also, shout out to all y'all guys listening to the show. We welcome you to a show that's going to be different than any show that you've ever seen because we get really, really deep, and we give you a lot of information that most people do not give you. So please understand that. What you're hearing right now is 100% us, authentic. It's coming in-house, and nobody else is talking about what it is we are talking about and discussing. So we want to make sure we hit you with that. But also for all those people in here that are brand new to this and you're listening now or you're listening later, I ask you that. If you get the opportunity, go ahead and hit the button, hit the like, subscribe, and notification out of the way so you can go ahead and keep updated when we are live, when we are doing shows. Maybe we might do a show at 2 o'clock in the morning again for my UK guys. So we'll see. But I wanted to let y'all guys know. But if you're new here and you want to kind of understand what we are the only people on the internet. There is nobody else on the internet telling you to go in your car, go to Walmart, go to Target, go to the dollar store, get a 100-piece puzzle set, go put it together, and begin a process that you've never done before. We are the only ones doing it, telling you to throw the box away, dump the puzzle pieces, and start the process. We are the only one. We are proud enough to say we are definitely the only one. But not only that only one, we are the only ones that tell you about the wine above the bed. We are the only ones that tell you about the colored shower lights. We are the only ones that tell you about Sexoween. We are the only one that tells you about the Easter game. We are the only one that tells you about your bid. We are the only one that tells you about your scribe. We're the only one that tells you about your studio. We're the only one that tells you about your marketing team. We're the only one that tells you about your culinary school, your drug lab, and so on and so forth. Nobody else is talking about what we are the only ones. We are the only ones. We are the ones that came up with the term surface dwellers. We are the only ones. And I welcome you here. Shout out to all my dogs, my chat room dogs, all my chat room dogs in the house. I want to give you all a shout out, man. Special shout out to you guys out there. Got nothing but love for you guys. I see y'all holding it down. Bernie, Rob K, Sim Boss. I see Red up in the house. W4 was good with you. Grill, I see you. W4RC, all you guys. Leave it ahead. Just shout out to y'all guys out there. Also, to the ladies out there, you know who you are. What's up, girl? How you doing? Just want to give a shout out to the ladies out there. Now, with that being said, let's go ahead and get into the show. Let's go ahead and get into the show. Guys, listen. One thing. Oh, shit.
I'm over here leaning.
I'm over here. Whoa, shit. I'm over here leaning the shit, and I dropped my headset. All right, there we go. I'm sorry. Guys, one thing that we ask all you guys do, if you really are serious about this, is do the thing that we always tell you to do. Go ahead and get your notebooks out. Go ahead and take notes. Gentlemen, if you have any questions, put a Q in there. If you're texting someone, you have any problems, put a T in there. Or you guys can call in. We want to make sure that we do everything we can to give you an edge that nobody else does. So we welcome you with that. Now, with that being said, you know, there's a big problem going on today that nobody is going to tell you about. There's no one really telling you about this. There's only a few telling you, but not everybody. And that's the great think about being part of the few, that we are going to give you more impactful stuff. And as I've been telling you before, and I even mentioned it, my stuff won't even work. No, I'm going to explain to you why most shit doesn't work that you try. Doesn't matter what books, doesn't matter what YouTuber, and I'm included in this. I'm not taking myself out of this. I'm saying all of us. There is one big issue in all this that we're going to be talking about, one of the biggest problems, the number one reason why you fail with women, and we're going to talk on that. Because, see, most of you guys don't understand the virus. And the virus is something that can be transmitted to a woman without you even being around her. And she has seen this virus since elementary school And every time you open your mouth, you always put this virus on everything. You put it on there. The woman does not put it on you, but she does recognize it. And let's get into it. I'm going to talk to you about this. And that virus, and we're going to talk about the virus, and I want to get to that. We're going to talk about the virus. And the virus is simply you. And what I am saying is when you ain't really a man, no matter if you're texting, talking, or on a date, you will always transmit your virus on there to show her why not you. And I'm not trying to be funny or anything. I know it looks goofy, but I'm being honest with you guys. So many of you guys out here don't realize you are the one transmitting your virus on every way you communicate to a woman, and then you want to wonder why it's the woman's fault or somebody else's fault, and we're going to talk about that today, okay? All right, we're going to discuss that. Because so many of you guys, part of your virus is an unpleasant feeling that you have about an uncontrollable or situation that you are experiencing. And these are negative inexperiences that bring out the thing in you, the feminine, that bring out your low self-worth and your insecurities, not the woman's insecurities and low self-worth. But this is why she can recognize things in you that she sees in herself, because you're in a position in the feminine versus the masculine, and that's why they can see what you are and how you are, what happens to you guys, the nervousness. Some of you guys sweat. Some of you feel a lot of tension. Some of you guys feeling everything that is going in your world is something that you can't manage and you cannot control. And it overwhelms you to a point where whatever you're doing, it carries over in how you communicate. Remember, you're communicating with yourself first. And once you are communicating with yourself based on what you are feeling for yourself, you are transmitting a virus of somebody that she does not want to have anything to do with you. Because when you see her and you become nervous and you see her and you don't know what to say, you don't know what to do, what happens is, in addition, doesn't matter what book you read, does not matter what YouTuber you watch. It doesn't even matter the lies you tell yourself, because at the end of the day, what you believe about yourself is always going to come out. The vulnerability, the dependency, your defectiveness, your disapproval of yourself, and how you, not the woman, alienates oneself from you alienate yourself from you. And the lack in this virus that you have prevents you from seeing things clearly for yourself. And is at this moment, because you don't see things clearly, you feel that you have to get some kind of validation from the woman. And your mindset of what you think can be linked to what you're feeling when you feel inadequate. Some of you feel inadequate because you live outside of yourself. So your inadequacies could be your height. Your inadequacies can be how much money you make, how you live, what you do all day, every day, what you cannot do in bed versus what you can do to her while you're on the phone with her. Because all these things begin to make you feel that you feel rejected, and you feel that you have to prove something to everybody, but you never want to prove anything to yourself. Because your mind and your behaviors are out of control. And as a result of this virus, what happens is it spills over into what you're saying. This is why you always hear guys that say, well, Steve, I can talk to a woman, but I can't text her. oh, I'm a good texter, but I can't talk to her on the phone, or excuse me, I hate talking on the phone. Because a lot of these things, there's no familiarity as far as what you are. And these conditions that happen when you see a woman really take over your world, it takes over your life, and you don't know how to handle it, okay? Because all these things happen, unfortunately, because of what you're thinking and what you're feeling. It sometimes these things do damage to you. This is where you get the loss of motivation, and there's no confidence. There's always doubt in your abilities. It's doubt in what you say. You second question yourself. You don't even realize why you question yourself, but you question yourself. But see, I want to let you guys know, this is not a problem. This is something that you created. This is not a problem. This is something that you created. But what you don't understand is that when you are talking to yourself, which you don't believe in, nor do you work on, you try to talk to a woman, you try to impress her, and you try to do all these things, and yet there is no interest in the woman. She'll give you a little bit of crumbs of her time and stuff like that, but you still don't feel something is wrong. Because then at this point, because you don't believe in yourself, what you begin to do is you start to hate the person in the mirror. So because you hate the person in the mirror, you choose not to look in the guy in the mirror. You want to look out of the window because you don't want to see what you are. So then you would put a rug over that problem. And the easiest rug to do is go across that street to that black Mansfield stupid ass shit that these you dumb motherfuckers go to hate women. The rug of it's the woman's fault. The rug of what kind of man can I be? I want to show y'all something. I posted something on Facebook. I got to show y'all this shit. This is how bad it is. Y'all don't understand how bad it is. Now, Angry Man and I are going to talk about Michael B. Jordan tomorrow, but I want y'all to see how bad it is when it comes to males today that isolate themselves and are looking for excuses. Now, I took the guy's name out, but I want you to read this. I didn't make this up. Let me take something off. Y'all have got to see this shit, because I can't make this up. I am not making this up. I want you to see I want to say this, because I hate making it seem like I'm trying to protect women, but you got to see what women are. This is what women are dealing with. I'm going to show you what women, this is the average you. Even looking at Michael B. Jordan's situation. This is a guy. Look at what he's saying. 35 years old, physically fit, hairline intact. I don't think y'all heard me. Let me say it again. Maybe y'all misinterpreted. Y'all thought it was a woman saying this. No, this is not a woman saying this. This is a guy saying this. Hairline intact, articulate, driven, okay, 25 in the bank, 25 million in the bank, highly respected in his field, no kids, grew up in a two-parent household, opened up his feelings when he always kept his personal life private in the past, was described as being caring, affectionate, and romantic, didn't care about past or last relationships with Diddy's son and future, with her, with, I guess, with these women and stuff, rumors that he wanted to get married and start a family, and hey, look, and that's what caused the rift. If this isn't enough, what is? Y'all think I'm playing? This is what we're talking about. This is guys today. This is guys today. When I say look out of the window, looking at another man's life to define his life, looking at another man's situation to define his situation. But what happens when that person who goes over that red pill shit and looks at other men's lives, what happens to that guy when he actually meets a woman? He then becomes even more confused, because who is his light? He is not his own light. He is not his own light. And this is what women are going through, and it fucking sucks that it makes it seem like I'm trying to protect these fucking women. But God damn, this is what they've got to deal with day in and day out. Individuals that sit above the surface of their emotions, misguided, uncontrollable, emotional, anxiety, and truly emotional. What does women have? What, and then y'all get mad at us because they come to us. But why you? But why should they come to you? Why should they come to somebody that is, you are creating your own virus and you don't even realize it. The woman is not creating. See, it's easy to say she is creating the virus because then that gives me a way out. I don't have to blame myself. But what is she actually doing to create the virus? Oh, Steve, it's not fair. The woman is being this way. It's not fair. The woman is acting that way. But who is training her to act that way? And we're going to talk about Michael B. Jordan and women and stuff with Angry Man tomorrow. We'll discuss that tomorrow. But what I'm saying to you guys out here, that the virus that you have will give you panic attacks. You create the panic attacks. You create not only separation anxiety, you create performance anxiety, choice anxiety, excuse anxiety, and all these things is that you've got to understand that these are things that you create, gentlemen. This is not her fault. How can one even, but what did she do to for you to feel what you feel when she doesn't even say anything to you? Because it's not just, this is the 98 of you, 98% of you guys have this phobia that you, this fear, this virus of embarrassment, humiliation, rejection, and judgment. Listen to what I'm saying. Fear. Scared of the unknown, rejection, afraid that if you go up to her, you're not good enough, but you know you're not good enough. You know you're not good enough. But the worst part about it is she knows you're not good enough before you even open your mouth. The humiliation, the embarrassment, and the judgment. This is not the woman. This is coming from you, gentlemen, from you. Your feelings that overwhelm you, the emotions that you feel. But see, what you don't even understand, not only the virus that you don't understand, there's also another virus that comes with that virus, and that is thirst, desperation, and need to fuck. Let me explain this to you. If all you want to do is fuck, and again, guys, I'm on the stand on this. I'm glad you like women. I'm glad y'all motherfuckers like women. But if all you want to do is fuck, your virus transmits to everything showing all you want to do is fuck. And you actually think you can hide your truth to a woman that lives lies with the makeup, and she knows her own when you lie because you wear makeup of living behind a mask of somebody that actually just trying to get to know her. No, you're not trying to get to know her. You're trying to get to know her to fuck. You're trying to see what she's about because you want to fuck. And please listen to what I'm saying. This is not a, I don't want y'all to feel like it's bad to want to do that. But what I am saying to you is that because that's all you want to do, this is why you get caught up and this is why you lose, because you're not actually playing the game. You're playing the game by rules that you don't even follow yourself. There are no rules. It's like the Wild West. And you will do and say anything to get her to open up her legs, but yet you cannot understand why she doesn't open her legs up. And I want to, and I got a guy's message that he gave me. He allowed me to show you guys him messaging a woman. I want to go over this to explain to you exactly what I'm talking about. So let's look at this. Let me, you guys, and y'all want to call in 515-605. I mean, sorry, the number to call in is 563-999-3056. But let's look at how he's talking to this woman. Now, he's in the aqua. I guess that's an aqua. I don't know what color it is. Okay, so she said, it's Anna, all right, from the place. She said, happy almost Friday. Now, remember, guys, when you want to fuck and you don't know what you want to do, you will never lead her anywhere because there's no plan of attack. There's no plan of action. So let's go. Let's look at this. Lovely meeting you the other day. Happy Friday Eve to you, dude. How are you? Doesn't even give. See the safety right there? How are you? Okay, she says, I'm okay. Feeling drained from this week, but excited for the long weekend. How are you? He does something good. I'm going to give him credit. He leads. But he doesn't lead as well as he should, but he does okay. He says, I'm doing well. If you're feeling drained, let me lift your spirits. Let's go out to one of my favorite boba tea places this Saturday. But what time Saturday? But why? Why do you want to go there? See what I'm saying? There just isn't enough in the average guy to be nothing more than average. Because then she says, boba tea sounds nice. Can't wait this Sunday. But next week, or even next week. Excuse me. She can't do it this Sunday. But next week or even next weekend. Now listen to me. This is interest right here. And I want to show you this. This is somebody that is actually interested in the individual. Okay? Okay, and then he's fine. This weekend doesn't work for you. Next weekend works. No worries. Okay, that's fine. That's good. And thank you for the 60 likes out there. Appreciate it, guys. This is okay. But let's continue on with the conversation. Now, listen. Their interest is medium to damn near high because if she wasn't interested, she would not give another option. She would just say, I'm busy. So the fact that she says that she wasn't busy and the fact that she gave him two choices to make that she will work around his schedule is showing that there is interest. Let's go to the second one. So now let's look at this. So this happened May 27th. May 27th. He gets a message June 3rd. Okay? Sorry for late getting back to you tomorrow, but tomorrow will work for me if it still does for you. Okay. Still showing interest. Still reaching out, freelance. All right, 53 likes. She's still reaching out, okay? He says that's okay. He's saying, yes, tomorrow sounds great. Let's meet up at the Union Square at 4 o'clock. That's good. She says perfect, which is good, okay? All this is good so far, all right? Now he's saying, great, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Now, she's saying, sitting at the park, let me know where to meet you. Okay, he's over by the park. Okay, they're talking about where they're at the park and all this other stuff. But what I want to show you is that he's walking over. Okay, but listen, now here's the problem. Now, we're going to talk about what he did in between that because we discussed that. I don't give out too much information. But as you can see, from the moment she was walking over at 4 o'clock on June 4th, he left her a message at 10:32 on June 4th, and still right now she has not even replied back to him. Not that she has to reply right off the bat, but when they're actually interested in you, they would definitely reply back. Matter of fact, they will reply as soon as they get home. But what's happening here is that this is the problem that most of you guys are having. And what happened that when he met the woman, he played it safe. When he met the woman, he just talked about things, but he never talked to the woman. He never had the conversation to her, okay? Well, Aaron, yes, it wasn't the fact that, but here, Aaron, you're right, but here lies the problem. That's a good point, Aaron, but here lies the problem, my brother. As he and I talked, he admitted to me that he was just trying to fuck, which I'm right. But I'm showing him because he wanted to fuck, that is why he fucked up. Because everything he did was to get pussy. And what he didn't realize, like the majority of you guys out here don't realize, and people don't even tell you, that as soon as you make it about fucking, which is not a bad thing, all right, because I don't want to make it sound like it's bad, but when you're using tactics, instead of just going at, if all you wanted to do was fuck, then why not just say that shit? If that's all you want to do, why skip the going out? Skip the message. Why pretend to be something that you're not? But for some of you guys, you don't see the possibilities in yourself. You don't believe in yourself. And you want to get mad at women because they're not interested in you. The thing that is holding you back from your potential is you are not, see, you actually think, and they don't, no one really tells you this. Dating a woman is not actually about dating the woman. It's really how you date yourself. Because as I mean by dating yourself, I'm not talking about talk to yourself and be sweet on yourself. I'm talking about knowing yourself enough to present yourself to a woman to show her that she should have butterflies in her stomach. She should be nervous. She should have a little bit of excitement, and she should be a little shy. And she should just, all these things should come up because she realizes that I'm actually with a man. And that's what I'm saying. Y'all don't understand. When a woman gets with a real man, the things change up because it's not about if I'm going to get a kiss. It's a matter of when. Sometimes they're like, well, goddamn, why'd you take so long to kiss me? Why'd you take so long to touch me? Why'd you take so long to grab my hand and walk me and lead me? Some women do say this stuff. Women say this stuff. But what I'm saying to you that would, see, this is why books and even YouTubers like, I mean, everything doesn't work for you because you're not building anything for yourself. And because you're not building game for yourself and learning how you need to talk to women, they will go out with you, and they will. And I'm saying this right now. Most of you guys are not honest with yourselves. You know she's not interested in you, but you beg a little bit, or you pander a little bit, and you kiss her ass a little bit to try to convince her to give you a shot, to give you a shot. And you don't even realize you already lost right there. You already lost because you're begging for a fucking shot from a woman. You're begging her to go out. Let me go out with you. Come on, give me a chance. But because of a lack of a foundation, a lack of you guys rooting yourselves in yourselves, this is why y'all become paranoid. And that's why you avoid going after what you want. Because you're no longer just judging the woman. You're also judging yourselves. Because you know you cannot reach the expectation you feel that she thinks you think she wants you to have in order to get her in bed. See how that goes? All you're thinking of is how can I get that woman in bed? But let me pretend like I'm interested in her. Let me pretend I'm interested in her life. And let me pretend I'm actually listening to what she's saying. And I don't give a goddamn about one thing she's saying. And this is the thing. You act like they don't recognize that. You act like women do not even recognize your weakness. Your weakness. It's not her weakness. This all falls on you. Because you choose not to build who you are. You choose not to build anything for yourself because you don't even believe you're capable of even putting one brick on your foundation. Because you do not feel that you're good enough to get things done. And all these thoughts, visions, daydreams, and fantasies, realities, and all this. No, Aaron, this ain't passive aggressive. No, Aaron, this is passive. There ain't no aggression. If there's aggression, Aaron, there is the aggression to fail. There is an aggression to make excuses. There's an aggression to point the finger at somebody else. But there is no aggression towards the woman to show her why he's the star of the thing. Because most of you guys, even now, are living in a false reality right now. Right now, your mind is telling you that you are special right now, that you deserve a woman. I mean, look how hard you work at school. Look how hard you work in the office. Look how hard you work to get your fucking degree or your little cake-ass corner office. You deserve the best. She should be happy to be with you. But you don't understand the virus. The virus holds you back because it gives you a false sense of reality. And the reality that you're in is not what you're actually in right now. Let me answer this question. Guys, you got a question I'm going to ask. You want to call in, I got you. Brother, to answer the question, if what should you want, tell me what you should want. If all you see women is a patch in a hole, your mindset is going to treat them like a patch in a hole. And if that's all you want for women, then why can't you be man enough to say, hey, let's go fuck. Hey, how you doing? I'm W4. Let's go fuck. Come on, let's go fuck. I don't want to do anything else. I just want to fuck you. Because what you don't understand is that's what you're saying as soon as you send that text message saying hi. As soon as you say, where are you doing? What are you up to? Let's go out. Let me feed you. What you looking for? When can I do this? When can I do that? That's all you're doing. I don't want anything. I'll tell you what I want. I can't speak for you. I just want an invite. That's the fuck all I want. I don't want anything else. I want nothing else but an invite. That's all I want. But what the fuck? I don't know much about the game, so I just want something light like an invite. But what you want is your Achilles heel that fails you from getting what you want because you don't have anything in the cupboard to make her want you. You don't even have, do you actually think these women can't just point a guy out right now and fuck him? They can. But they don't want that shit. They don't want what is flooding the fucking market, as I said before. They want what they cannot have. But even if you act like you don't want, even if you try to withhold it from the market, she can see right through you because they can recognize motherfuckers with no game. See, you can pretend all you want, but as soon as you open your mouth or send a text message, she already knows what you are. You cannot run or hide from this fact and truth that they can recognize you. But whatever it is you want what you want. I don't know what you want, W4. You got to tell me. I don't know what you want. You tell me what you want. But if that's all you want, that's okay. What y'all don't understand is if you are just about what's between her legs, that shows a lack of such weakness on your part because you should be amazing. The possibilities of what you do should be overwhelming to yourself. Again, the male that has no self-worth, has no self-identity, has nothing going for him, of course all he wants is pussy. Of course, everybody knows that. It's the only one that doesn't know is you motherfuckers because you think it's a secret. All of you, you think it's a secret. Should I, in having a life, just let my power of an existing life living for me draw a woman into loving, in the loving of myself? Z, are you fucking serious? Wait a second. I'm gonna read this again because you're telling me that a woman is the one that's gonna give you the tools to love yourself. Then you're already lost. Then you lost. Okay, just because you get with your loser friends and take photos of you on a boat, you on a motorcycle, or you pretending to have a life, it doesn't mean anything to a woman. Why do y'all guys act like showing a woman that you're doing something? I've seen profiles. Women have shown me profiles of guys that will sit on the city at a table. Just looking away like he's posing and shit. And they like, are you serious? Look at this one. You got guys acting like they're busy doing something that you actually think. Listen to me. You actually think that conjuring up an exciting life is supposed to do what to a woman? What is that supposed to say? What is that supposed to say? Let my power of an exciting life? My God, look how y'all lie to yourselves, man. I can never understand why you surface dwellers lie to yourself so much. Why do you lie to yourself and pretend to be something that you're not knowing that, listen, I ain't trying to get at you. But if I can read you by what you're saying right here, what the fuck do you think they can do? Not only can he, listen, man, God damn it, ladies, please unplug because I don't want y'all to hear this shit. Because y'all going to think it's like me helping y'all out. Let me tell y'all guys something. You don't understand the wrath and how cold a woman is going to chew your fucking ass up and eat you for dinner. She is going to get her bills paid from a motherfucker like you. She's going to get gifts from a motherfucker like you and anything else she desires from your motherfucking ass. Because guess what? You are just showing how weak you are. For me to draw a woman into the loving of my, a woman in the loving of myself. Are you serious? Ladies, y'all can plug back in. Are you serious? Do you guys not understand that your opponent knows your every move? Does she know that you know? Do you know that she knows? As soon as she sees you, she knows you're not good enough. I didn't say for her. You're not good enough to yourself. You're not good enough for yourself. When she sees you, she knows you feel unworthy because you're trying to pretend to have a life. And you try and you cannot be yourself because you don't even know who you are to even actually be your authentic self. She can see through your text messages, lack of text messaging, lack of communication, that you are so worried about being rejected and criticized and judged that this holds you back and you don't believe that you're doing it. She's not doing it. She's not doing it. And this is why you struggle with how you feel about yourself. Because you can't live the life that you always wanted to live. And you scratch your head and wonder why I can't live this life. Because it's the lack of what you are. You want to act like you're arrogant or cocky. Did you know there used to be an individual in the late 90s and early 2000s that used to tell you motherfuckers to act like you're cocky and fucking funny to get a woman? Are you fucking serious? Trying to act like you're something that you're not? When you are doing all this acting, what are you telling her? You're trying to hide all your insecurities and all your flaws through a false arrogance. It's like a glass house. It's like you're actually crying for like help and shit. It's like you want her to save you or something like that. You will blame her for your problems. You will judge her unfairly because she's wearing a dress that's really short, and because she's wearing a short dress, that means she likes sex, and that means she's fucking, and that means I can easily fuck her. Look at what y'all do. Look at what y'all do. I'm not even talk about the judgment itself. Look at what y'all do because y'all so thirsty. All you're doing is saying, hello, slut, how you doing, you whore, ain't shit, bitch? What's going on? Why don't you come back to my place so I can fuck the shit out of you, throw you to the curb, and move on, and I might put a dollar on the stand. I'm not saying that's how y'all talk. Y'all don't even realize y'all talk that way. Every time you say something and try to be something you're not, you automatically show her what you are, and you don't even realize that you're calling these women sluts and whores. Because everybody's trying to get you to be something, to try to get something that you know you ain't good enough to get. You're not going to get it. She doesn't want to give it to you. Like, let me show you this clip. I grabbed this clip yesterday and I saw it and it was so fucking, like, my jaw dropped how good. I'm going to show you how cold women are. Let me see if I can find that clip. Here it is. Check this out. Look at this shit. Watch this shit. Watch this. I'm going to play. I think y'all missed that shit went so fast. I'm going to play it again. And I'm telling this how. Look, let me pause. I'm showing you how cold women are. Hold on, let me stop. Let me show y'all this shit again. Let me show y'all this shit. Hold on. Now, I want you to see what this motherfucker is. Now, look at this motherfucker. Look, he's trying to act all cool. And, you know, he's with this, what's going on, my Nubian queens and queen princes and all this other stupid shit. Watch, look, just look how fast this shit went.
And Ryan's going to be the queen.
You see that? Beautiful. Listen, listen, listen. What is he saying? You know what? If I call these women beautiful queens to show them I'm not the average motherfucking guy, I'm going to show these women that, you know what? I'm different. I'm special. And look at the, now watch the one in the middle. She's smiling right now. But watch what this motherfucker says.
Oh, tiny.
Now you see that shit? Look at that shit. See that shit? I want you to look at his face. Hold on one more time. Hold on, listen. See? Y'all think women, hold on, let me get to my face while I'm showing y'all. Y'all think women are actually stupid. Y'all think women don't see you for what you are. And look at what she said. As soon as you open your mouth, they know what you are. And it's so funny. It's so funny that you try to pretend that you're something that you're not, thinking you're saying something cool, and all she doing is catching you for what you actually are. Look how she say, look, toxic. See that shit? She already knows what the fuck you are, and y'all think it's me. You think I'm saying it's my fault or the woman's fault. This is not the woman's fault. This is not the woman's fault. Jay, let me get you real quick. At what age do women learn the level of game that they're able to decipher men? I would say that they know it. See, when a young girl realizes as a baby that when she cries, who comes running to her when she cries? When she needs her diaper change, she cries. So what she begins to learn is that I can start communicating through crying to get these motherfuckers to come over here and do shit. Either they're going to feed my fucking ass, pick my fucking ass up, or change my goddamn diaper. But that's not where it's at. It's around maybe 5 or 6, maybe around 6 or 7. And I want you guys, go in the grocery store. Because y'all motherfuckers are just looking at the candy and shit. You're just looking at the bubble gum up here, the chocolate and all that other shit. That's all you looking at right there. But if you kind of shimmy down to your corner left, you're going to see nothing but fucking magazines for girls. 17 ways to kiss a boy. 18 ways to dress up like this. 19 ways to understand this. This is how you learn boys. This is how you learn this. All they doing is what they will do is they will start learning. Now, remember, this is why they mature faster than us, because we're on the Tonka toys, the Tonka trucks, the action figures, playing video games and whatever the fuck we're doing. And they are studying us. We are being studied by them. Okay? We're being studied by them. But not only being studied by them, they are actually, and again, I guess for every woman it's kind of different. But what happens is that, I don't know if they go to their mom, but there's a moment that a young girl will go to her mother confused over some shit. Why are these little boys giving me shit, buying me things? Why on Valentine's Day I get all these little balloons? Why did I get a little rose from this boy? What was that for, mommy? And these motherfucking women are game these motherfuckers up and let them know. And as they get older, they start to learn. See, the language that you are right now as a male is what you displayed since elementary school. Nothing has changed. Elementary, junior high school, and college, you're the same motherfucker. So if you're the same motherfucker, how can she not know what the fuck you are? Because you transmit the virus. Let me answer some of these questions that some of these guys are saying. Hold on one second. Give me a second. Y'all know he knows about the puzzles. I don't need to answer that one. But let me answer this one before I add Brad one. No, wait a second. Wait. Why would you lie? Who the fuck is we? Why is it that when y'all motherfuckers know y'all ain't shit, why do y'all try to lump other men in? I know some of you are new here. So please stop talking about other men here, because we're not that kind of place where we discuss men to use other men to hide our problems. So you are being distracted because you don't know what to focus on, because you have nothing to focus on. So what do you mean? What is the distraction? What is this? Is a squirrel distracting you? No, the squirrel doesn't distract you. Do the trees distract you? No. Do the cars distract you? No. So why do y'all lie? Why do you guys lie like that? Why would you lie that way? And listen to this one. Brad, let me ask you a question, my brother, because I don't think you understand what you just told the whole room. Brad, let me ask you a question. So, and what is your fucking point? What does her being gassed up by society got to do with the fact that you ain't got no fucking game? What does her being gassed up by society have to do with the fact that you can't kiss, fuck, or eat pussy? You don't believe in yourself. You have no self-worth. You have no laws, rules, and codes. So what? Tell me, Brad. Tell us all, Brad. What does this bitch-ass statement you're saying, I'm not calling you a bitch, but what does this bitch-ass statement have to do with you? I'm waiting, Brad, come on. If you're going to make that statement, you're going to have to back that shit up. I need you to explain to me, what does that statement have to do with anything? Please tell me. What does her being gassed up by society have to do with the fact that you ain't got no fucking game? Tell me, Brad. Tell me. 909, I'll bring you in 1 second. Now, Brad, you think on that shit, because I'm going to talk to 909. You better have a fucking answer, because you want to make that statement? Back that shit up. Tell the whole class, what the fuck is that? I'm going to keep that statement up, because we want to know, what the fuck does this statement got to do with anything? 909, what's up, brother? How can I help you?
Steve, would it be wrong to... With a woman's inside her car, would it be wrong to go up and, signal to her that you wanted to talk to her?
Wait, let me turn you up a little bit. You're saying, would it be wrong to signal her and talk to her?
Yes. If you're in a parking lot, you just left the building, and a woman was also inside there, but now she's gotten inside her car, would it be wrong to walk over there and kind of signal that you would like
wrong,
to speak to her?
No, I like what you're saying. It's not wrong, but where did you go wrong?
Did I take too long?
Well, here's my question. Why did it get to her getting into her car? Why didn't you talk to her before she got to her car?
Okay. I get what you're saying.
I'm going to answer a question. Yes, I would do that, because you don't want to run up on a woman. You don't want to run up on a woman like that. But I'm asking you, when you saw her and she was outside of her car, why didn't you talk to her then before she went in her car, my brother?
Okay.
I'm asking you a question. Why? You see that? I'm asking why. Why would you wait for her to get in her car to talk to her when opportunity happened from the moment you saw her, the moment she went through that door, the moment she got out of that door, and the moment she was walking towards her car? That's 4 or 5 moments. Why didn't you say anything to her?
I was in a training class for my dog, And then I got out. I didn't see her. I didn't know where she was. And then, yeah, as I went outside, I saw her getting inside her car. And then I thought, okay, this might be weird if I walk over to that car and, you know, kind of signal to her, like, hey.
This is what I would do. Keep your distance. And I would wave at her to get her attention and say, you know, I wanted to say, you know, just like, is it okay if I say something like that to her? Because, again, you're a complete stranger. She doesn't know you. So there's going to be more caution. So what I would say for right now is just leave it alone and charge it.
Right.
But I tell you what, if I saw her ass walking and I wanted to bite her neck, yo, Toto or Frodo, whatever your fucking dog is, watch your master go hunting. Let's go real quick. we'll be right back. Give me 1 second. I tell the dog trainer, you better give me one motherfucking second. I'll be right back, dog. All right, come on. Come on, boy. That's a good boy. Come on. Hey, excuse me. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. Look, I'm over here. I was training my dog over here, but you know what? My dog told me I need to come over and put my bid in. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And then also,
so what I'm saying
one...
is that I don't – listen, once a woman is in her car, she doesn't want anyone to bum rush her. Now, I would try to wave her down, but it's rare that they're going to do that because now they're in their section of safety and they've got shit to do. When you
right.
saw her walking, you should have told your dog Butch or the trainer, you should say, hey, trainer, take the dog real quick. I'll be right back. Take the dog real quick. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
And what about if I'm in the class and a woman is, she wants to be part of the class, she wants to take lessons as well, but she's got two kids with her and I'm in the class, like at that point, would it be the same, like, okay, let me leave the dog with the trainer and then I need to talk to her and like disregard her having the two kids?
Wait. Don't assume, because maybe those kids she might be babysitting. Maybe those kids are her sister's kids. Don't make it about the kids. Stop doing that shit. Just go over there
okay.
and say, listen. And listen, you introduce yourself no matter what. Don't use the kids if she's around. Just, you know, hey, you know you're interrupting her and put your bid in like you showed. If you have your bid, you know exactly what to do.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yeah, but please
okay.
don't just run up on him like that, man. Don't run up on him like that. If you see her in her
Definitely
car, you can try to wave her and say, you know, excuse me, can I have a word with you or something. And then if she stops, you still keep your distance from the car for her to roll the thing down. And then you got to acknowledge yourself as you're walking towards to let her know that I'm not going to rob you or rape you or grape you. Excuse me. I'll say grape. I know it's a word you can't say. I'm not trying to rob you or grape you. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Steve.
Any other questions, brother? All right. Respect to you. Great question, brother. Great call. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Call back. Now let's get to Brad. Brad, this is the last time I'm going to ask you. What does this statement got to do with the fact that you're a bitch? What does this statement got to do with the fact that you think like a bitch? You don't have any women, so all you want to do is bitch. This is what I'm talking. Guys, listen. I want y'all to see, y'all think I'm lying. Y'all think that I'm team women here. But this is what women deal with all day, every day. Judgment. Crying. Why would a woman want to give a motherfucker wearing a Michael Jackson 1985 pleather? What the fuck is that shit you wearing? Is that a goddamn coat or a fucking shirt? You get your hair ain't even cut right. What the fuck are you looking at? A dinosaur? See, you trying to see, this is what I'm trying. I'm not trying to get on your ass, Brad, but come on, man. You trying to pose? Nick, you gonna make me say the N-word. I'm trying not to say, come on, Brad. If that's really your name. Look at you. looking away and shit. Like you a fucking model. Are you serious? Are you serious? And then you want to say they're delusional. Are they actually delusional, or are you actually what the fuck they see you as you are? Wait a second. They think they deserve a rich guy, but you think you deserve pussy. What's the difference? You stealing your fucking feelings. Carl, I tell you. I hate defending women. I hate that shit. I'm telling y'all right now, I hate that shit. For everything I am, I hate defending fucking women. But God damn it, look at this shit. Look at how delusional this motherfucker is. Hey, what? A woman's not allowed to think she deserves a rich guy? You think you deserve pussy with that little tight ass, whatever the fuck that is. It look like it's fucking 80 degrees out that motherfucker and you wearing a coat. Fuck you doing? Hey, you know what, Brad? I'm sorry. I apologize. You might be on the short bus and shit, man, and I might be. And I don't want to seem like I'm being mean to guys like you. I understand if you have a disability or something, Brad. I know you don't understand. So please excuse me for being so mean to you and wearing that coat in fucking 90-degree weather and shit. Looking off to the side at those figment dinosaurs and shit that you have figment and imagined it in your fucking head. So, Brad, please forgive me. Please forgive me. I know there's got to be something wrong with you. I know there's got to be something wrong with you talking this way. I know 2 + 2 must be jelly in your world. 2 + 2 must be jelly. So I get it. I get it, Brad. I don't want to be mean to you, Brad. Brad, hey, let's leave Brad alone. Brad, it's okay. In a little while, you get to, hey, mom's going to bring you some soup, okay? Wait a second. Mom's going to bring you some soup, and she's going to read you a bedtime story, okay, buddy? I don't want you to be upset, okay? Just relax, okay? It's going to be okay, buddy, all right? Just realize we got you covered, man. I don't want you to think we mean at you, Brad, okay? All right, Brad, it's okay. Now, let's everybody be nice to Brad. Brad was riding a little short bus, and Brad never got a girl before. So, Brad, we understand, man. I get what you're saying. I'm not here to argue or hurt your feelings and shit. So, just look. Just pick the Gingerbread Man book, tuck yourself in, and let mommy give you some warm milk and read you a nice story, okay? It's okay. There's no boogeyman, and I promise you'll keep the nightlight on. It's okay, Brad. So I'm going to move on with the show. I'm sorry you're that way, Brad, okay? But, Brad, I just want to let you know, if you could tell your mother to do me a favor, make sure that if she has the opportunity for those days when you cramp up, and you can't talk to a woman and things like that, you know, days like that when you have mood swings and irritability and you cramp and you kind of bleed a little bit. Well, Brad, this wine is going to help you from stopping simping and tricking and give you amazing comfort. Oh, the taste of it trickles down, Brad. It trickles down, Brad, because you need some male maxi pad wine. There's nothing like it in the world, Brad. Get a bottle of male maxi pad wine. We got you covered, Brad. We got you. I'm not trying to be funny, man. I'm not trying to be funny. I swear I'm not trying to be funny, man. Hey, look, Brad, I'm sorry, Brad. I'm not the bad guy, Brad. Well, I don't understand why you get mad at me. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying, I'm not the bad guy here, man. No, we had to let Brad go. Guys, I'm saying, let me get back to the show. Guys, y'all want to call in? We got you covered and everything. Lines are open. But as I'm saying to all you guys out there, to be honest with you, I'm being serious here. If y'all are just joining us, we're letting you know why it is, okay, why it is you're having the problems with women.
It's not the fact that you want to have sex, because one thing I don't want to do is I don't want to make you feel that you don't have to want sex. Wanting sex from a woman is a natural thing. That's okay. But when it's the only thing, then just ask for what the fuck you want. But when you try to manipulate her to get her to give you sex because you try to pretend that you actually care or you're interested in what she wants, then you start to become food, okay? Because what happens is the behaviors that you display are showing a lack of security in yourself. And women are going to be able to read you. And this is what I'm saying for you guys, you got a question y'all can ask, we got you covered. But what I'm saying for all you guys is that you, unfortunately for you young men out there, because you don't work on yourself, all your life, you don't spend any time working on yourself. You spend more time covering up who you are, living behind a veil of a fake you versus your authentic you that says that I'm the shit. You got to approve yourself to me. I shouldn't have to kiss your ass. You see what I'm saying? See, I don't want you to ever feel, listen, I know a lot of y'all think shortcomings and flaws and things like that are a hindrance. But is it actually? Or is it what you have created in your mind, in your reality, to be a flaw or a shortcoming? The woman doesn't see you for what you are. Matter of fact, some of you guys tell women what you are. Some of you guys let women know, well, you know, like that guy. You know, I've never met, you know, that guy. You remember that guy that we showed you the other video, the guy that was telling the woman all this silly shit about what he does for a living because he couldn't have a decent conversation? What I'm saying to you guys out here that are listening, unfortunately, what y'all are doing is that you are embracing the insecurity versus learning how to be secure in yourself. You don't realize, gentlemen, when you go out your door, you push this virus off to women when you're online or on a dating app or something like that, because you don't know how to show the woman your best qualities to show her that she's got to work for you. But because you don't believe in yourself, you feel that you got to beg her. Women don't want you to beg for pussy. They don't want you to pander for pussy. They don't want you to prove yourself for fucking pussy. That's why y'all ain't getting any pussy. They don't want that shit. They don't want a fragile individual, okay? They want somebody that knows himself. But see, the thing that happens for most of you guys out here that no one discusses, and this is where you have the problem. See, the problem is that you are putting a layer of a lie over top of yourself. And then what happens when you see a woman, you're trying to figure out how I can hide that layer at the same time and also hide how I can get some ass at the same time. And you don't even realize that you're playing poker with your cards facing the other direction because she knows what you are. Because remember, everything you are before you meet that woman is something you have created on your own. The woman has nothing to do with it. The woman has nothing to do with it, gentlemen. You are the one that created the perception that you live by. You are the one that created your reality. You are the one that created what makes you tick. You're the one. She didn't do anything. Women don't do that. Women don't come in this game doing that. They don't do that, man. But unfortunately, when you're doing this and how you self-sabotage yourself, gentlemen, is that the assumptions that you have of yourself plus the assumptions that you have of the woman
is going to equal your reality because you don't believe in yourself, but you believe in her. You make her the end-all, be-all without even working for it. And I say, and gentlemen, I'm this simple. I mean, if you actually want to have sex, and that's all you want to have, which is your God-given right to have, then why all the bullshit? Well, Steve, I can't just ask her for sex. I mean, she won't give it to me. All right, so what are you going to do? Well, I'm just going to pretend that I'm really interested in her, and hopefully she'll see that because she's stupid, and she won't. And you guys don't even see the game they running on you. I want you to think about these women for a second. Let me tell you about some game. I want you to show you something. Let's just take a figment of your imagination kind of woman. All right, let's just take a woman, all right? And just any old woman, all right? And let me show you something. Let me show you game for a second. I want you to see how, ladies, I don't want to say this shit around the women because I ain't trying to blow their ego up because I'll smash that shit. Ladies, stop listening to this shit. But listen, guys, let me tell you something. Let's take a woman and figure out just any old woman, right? All right, so. Do you guys know that when she meets you, that she knows that, do you know what, it's not even fair. Chauffeur, dinner, shoulder, friend, bank, or bitch. What if I told you she already knows what you're going to be? But let me show you the woman that invests in you. Let me tell you about the woman that invests in you that y'all don't even know about. Because in this investment, there will be a 3 to 5 minute sacrifice. Because I'm going to tell you how the strippers do it and the women that y'all hire, the whores and sluts, how they do it. Let me give you a, they will sacrifice 3 to 5 motherfucking minutes. All right? 3 to 5 motherfucking minutes just to get you a quick nut and get it over with. But how do they do it? I want you to see how smart they are. They know that you want it so bad that they build it up and build it up and they build it up. And some women are so cold. Okay, so here's their thinking. Now, do I want to take the do I want the village? Do I want the town? Do I want the neighborhood? Do I want his city? Do I want his state? Do I want his world? Or do I want his universe? That's what they're asking. You ain't got nothing to do with this, guys. This is what they're trying to figure out. Because they can take you for everything you got, and you don't even realize it. And the question is, if I'm going to get him at, for the galaxy, meaning I'm going to have access to his bank account and all that other shit, I'll give him a little piece of pussy. Hey, listen, I can sacrifice 3 to 5 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes, and do that, okay? I can sacrifice 3 to 5 minutes. Guys, you know some of these women work on their pussy lip, their muscles in their pussies to grip you. Y'all don't even know about that shit. Y'all don't even know about those women. You know there are women out there that work. You know that there's muscles down there, right? Y'all motherfuckers don't even know they can work on gripping the dick just to hook you in even deeper. Y'all don't know about that shit. But all I'm saying is some women will invest or sacrifice 3 to 5 minutes with you motherfuckers to get everything they want from you. Because they know how to anchor themselves in your head. They know how to live in your mind. They will sacrifice a little bit of pussy
for everything that you got, and you don't even really. And here's the thing about it. They don't have to even sacrifice it the first week, second week, first month, second month, third month. They can drag your ass for months and years. They don't have to give you shit. Why would someone have to give you anything when she's already living rent-free in your fucking head? I guess y'all don't understand that. I guess y'all don't even understand that. She's living rent-free. So she's, in your mind, setting the foundations, not of your expectations. Oh, no. She's moving furniture around. She becomes the expectation. To understand yourself is to understand her and to follow her and to be. Why do y'all guys think y'all get caught up in these women so bad that you'll do just about anything for them? Why do you think you would do that? Because they're smart enough to take away your fears, take away your anxieties, take away your stress, take away your self-worth, and take away your insecurities by just laying their hand on your leg, hugging you, rubbing your face, just, hey, sending you an email or a text message. They make you feel so good, and this is the power. I keep trying to tell y'all, this is the power that they have. All of you guys, you surface dwellers, are dealing with a powerful mother. I keep telling you, she's up there with Zeus and them. She's up there with the gods, because you want to know why she's up there with the gods? Because y'all worship her as a goddess, motherfuckers. That's why she's up there. Y'all worship her up there. She ain't up there because she's supposed to be up there. She's up there because y'all forced her to be up there. Because all she's got to do is show up and close her eyes and feel the love and admiration you motherfuckers give them. Online or offline, you worship them and put her upstairs. And you worship her like she's a goddess. And this is why your greatest mistake, you think you're going to fuck her? Do you actually think you're going to get, hey, if anybody's going to do some fucking, that surely ain't going to be you. You're going to get fucked. And wait a second. Whoa, wait. Before I know, some of you motherfuckers going to say, see, Steve, I told you women ain't shit. Whoa. Time out. How many times she got to tell you she's not interested in you for you to get it? How many ways does she have to show you when she doesn't reply to your text messages, she gives you one word answers, or she messages you in 3 or 4 days, you still don't get it? When she talks about other guys, you still don't get it. But yet you keep telling her how beautiful she is. You keep trying to push up on her, and you want to get mad at her? You want to get mad at her? What is she doing wrong? Hey, Steve, it's not fair. If she doesn't like me, why don't she say she is telling you she doesn't like you? There's no, she's not interested in you. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you the number one reason right now, and it will always stand this way throughout time. It's okay to look at her and say, damn, she's sexy. It's okay to say, you know what? I'd fuck her. But as soon as you come up with a plan to fuck, you've already lost, because she's already renting space in your fucking head. So whatever you think you're doing, you're not actually doing it for yourself. You're doing it to tell her that I ain't shit, and you don't even realize it. Why do you guys think, if you don't believe me, you know what I'm talking about? Every woman you want to fuck
Why ain't you fucking her? Because you're too chicken shit to go up to her. You don't believe in yourself, and you cannot figure out a way to manipulate her out of her panties. And you know that shit. And you guys know that shit. And you want to get mad at her. Listen, again, it's not bad to want to sleep with a woman. I'm proud of you guys that you want to, but you take it too far. You begin to worship her in the pussy. And as soon as you worship, she's in here. And once she's in here, this is why you are in your feelings. A man can look at a woman the same way you look at her, but you know what the difference is? It stops right there for the man. Because we don't worship women because we have women. Fuck would I be worshiping a woman? The fuck? You want to know why we don't worship women? Because we're too busy worshiping ourselves. And that's the pathway that you got to get on, because she's waiting for you to worship her. She's waiting. What did we say earlier? Who said that? Somebody, y'all want a woman on a Pegasus with a man waving a fan on you and shit? Y'all don't. The only way you going to fuck is through the worship of yourself. The only way you're going to actually fuck is by worshiping you. Because as long as you're worshiping you, you're standing on your motherfucking square. You're not those three pigs anymore, man. You're not. Because you're the fourth one. You make statements, man. You don't hide behind a house made of bricks, because you are scared. You make statements as a man, and that's what it is. Because when you make a statement, I'm going to show you. We're going to chop it up right here. I'm going to tell you the reasons now. I'm going to break some shit down. You're dealing with a woman that is self-sabotaging herself in her own fucking quicksand. You're dealing with a woman with low self-worth and low self-esteem. And she's stuck in her quicksand. She's feeling stuck. Her life is stagnant. Nothing going anywhere. No guys, nothing. She's stuck. Nothing's happening. It's the same boring ass guys day in and day out. She's asking herself, how the fuck did I get myself in this mess? What the fuck is going on? I wore this dress and I feel good, but now I feel terrible. I'm up, I'm down, I'm up, I'm down. I'm sexy today. I feel like shit today. Oh, my cat fiddles. I'm going to read a book. I'm going to cry. I'm going to drink some wine. She's fucking stuck, man. We change her life, man. And for changing her life, she wants to fuck us. We don't have to ask her to fuck. What? We change her life because that's what we do. We kill her from, I'm not saying kill her like in a literary term. I'm not saying kill her. I'm saying we kill the emotions of constantly worrying about shit. But in the same term, this is why they ain't fucking you, because you're constantly worrying about shit. Worrying about what's going to happen. Worry about if you say this versus worried about if you say that. You are just as stuck as she is. Because you feel that there's no hope in your disappointment. Because your future and your everything's blurry. See, listen, gentlemen. The reason I give them a pass for this shit
is because they're supposed to be feeling this shit. They're emotional. They're supposed to be going through this shit. That's the only fucking reason I give them a pass. But I don't give you a pass. You're not supposed to be blurred on shit. You have no direction in your fucking life, and you think she wants to fuck you? Why does she want a man that has goals? Oh, but wait a second. Hold on. Let me pause for a second. Because guess what? Oh, but Steve, I got a nice job. And Steve, I got a nice car. And Steve, I got nice clothes. Fuck you. You ain't got shit. Because outside there's nothing that you don't. If you can't get you excited by you, then why would she be excited for you? No passion. You're not working on anything for yourself. There's nothing in your life that shows her that she should be enthusiastically trying to give you some pussy. But how can she give somebody pussy that doesn't take responsibility? All y'all want to do is her fault. It's her fault. It's the woman's fault. Man, I tell you, no, it's her fault. Man, she about the streets and all this other shit. She ain't shit. She a single mother. Look at her. She ain't shit. She ain't shit. She ain't shit. But yet you trying to fuck her though, right? She wasn't like that when you first saw her. All you it amazes me how y'all guys talk so much shit about a woman, but as soon as you go to a gym and you look at a piece of pussy, she's everything you've been talking about, but yet you're the one scared to go talk to her. Because your emotions have taken over you. You are in your fucking feelings, and just like her, which she should be in her feelings, you, my friend, lack focus. You lack focus because you don't believe in yourself, and you don't understand that. See, what happens with a woman when she gets with a real man is that she ain't, hey, look, she went like, wait a second. She went like this. You guys ready? Right? Wait, guys, one time. Look, she's going to be like this. You want to know why? Because that bitch is outside freezing. Because she ain't getting in here, motherfucker. She going to be out there. Because we ain't letting them in. I've never been out here. What is this? It's so cold. Y'all motherfuckers ain't cold. Come on in, girl. Come on inside my mind and kick your fucking feet up. Kick your feet up. When she knows that through you, your guidance, there are things in her that will be able to change. She will fuck you on GP just for that alone. But how can she get change from an individual who doesn't even change his own self? Some of you motherfuckers don't even change your drawers every goddamn day. 347 to bring you in, dog. I'm sorry for the wait.
Yeah.
What's your question, 347? What's up, my brother?
I have a question. How would I overcome social anxiety?
How old are you, man?
I'm 17.
Okay, you're 17 years old. What is the situation that you have where you feel that you have social anxiety? What happens? What's going on with you, young man?
Isn't that girls in general?
Wait, no. Hey, listen, man. Whoa. As soon as you say, you're not telling me the truth, so let's try it again. Let me stop the music. What is giving you social anxiety, brother? Because you asked me the question, what's giving you social anxiety, my friend?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Well, no, young man. Okay, listen. You'll learn a lesson. 407, I got you next. I'm going to try and teach you a lesson, young man. As you get older, you're going to have to learn how to make statements. And sometimes a woman is going to challenge you on whatever you say. And if you cannot answer said question off of a statement, she's going to think you're full of shit. Excuse my language. So you're asking about social anxiety. What is it? Is there a girl that you like or somebody that you're interested in, but you can't go over there and talk to her?
Not girls, but like in general, like speaking to people.
What do you mean? Don't you? Hey, wait a second. When you go to McDonald's, don't you speak to people when you go to fast food restaurants?
I feel like that's easier.
Wait, you feel like that's what?
I don't know.
No, no, no. Wait. When you go to Taco Bell or wherever the fuck you eat your fast food at, don't you order what you want?
No, not particularly.
So wait. So when they like, welcome to McDonald's, can I help you? Like,
yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So you're telling me that you can't even order off the menu of what you want?
Well, I wouldn't be able to, get my point across.
If you order off the menu, what do you mean get your point across? I want a number one supersize. I want number two with no pickle. What are you talking about? You're ordering off a menu, so what are you talking about? Don't say answer the question, young man. I got you. Don't be afraid. Talk to me.
Crowds in general, like, just trigger my social anxiety, I guess.
What triggers your social anxiety?
Crowds.
Then you know what I need you to do? Go find a crowd and keep standing in that shit until you get over that bullshit.
The only way you're
going to get rid of your fucking fears is not by a nightlight and some warm-ass milk. You're going to have to face your fucking fears. Because once you face your fears, you'll realize they're actually not fears.
All right.
You're worried about the thought of the social anxiety. But you're not doing anything to fix it. Does that make any sense, sir? All right, I'll throw you back in. Wish you the best of luck, man. Let me get to 407. 407, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hey, my question is, it was a question from yesterday, how you were talking about what character you were utilizing at that moment you went into that woman. Now, my question is, because at my understanding, aren't you able to use two characters at the same time? Or is it
just
only one?
I can use as many as I want, because that's the power you have. You can use as many as you want.
All right. Well, I had a bit of confusion.
Oh, what do you mean? What was the confusion?
Well, okay. The why behind even a question is that, you know, at my level of thinking, and the reason why I'm asking you the question, I was thinking now, I'm not able to use two or three more characters, or like you said, as many as I want. I can only bring out one, because the statement that you made was, what character was I using, right? You know, I would have had
situation?
The question.
I don't even know what was going on. So what was your situation that I
said? It was last night on the show.
Okay, I don't remember what happened last night.
It had something to do with somebody. It was somebody's comment, and they were talking about, it was like the first phone call, actually. You were talking about going up to a woman.
Okay, here?
It was along the lines
the
of
guys
that.
Said, hold on. Wait. Let me see if I can turn you up. They're saying they can't hear you. Hold on. Say something, caller.
Hello.
Y'all hear me? Can y'all hear him now? Is that better? Say something, caller.
Hello.
Is that better, chat room? Is that better? Let me know, chat room. Let me know if that's better. But I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
No, you were asking me a question. What's going on, man?
No. You were saying that what was the situation?
All right, the situation, I can't remember it verbatim, but I'm going to try to tell you as clear as I can remember it. The guy was basically talking about a woman that he wanted to go up to, and he went up to her, and he was utilizing one of the characters in his mind. But then you bring out the point, what character was he using? And he didn't know what character he was using.
Right, so was he actually using the character?
Now that you say it like now, well, now that you put it that way, no, I don't think he was using the character. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying that's what I'm saying to y'all guys. Y'all just make shit up, acting like y'all actually doing shit. But if someone asks you a question and you cannot answer the question, then you're full of shit. You're not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I don't understand your question of the character. Where did this question spawn from, sir?
Well, it spawned from confusion because you know this is probably my fault because I kind of insinuated that you were talking about I could only just use one character at a time. But
you're
like
king.
I said, I'm a level of thinking
king.
I don't know everything.
Right, no, right. But you're king. So I'm saying that if I see a woman, or if I see a woman, the first thing I'm thinking is, what do I want to do? Mm-hmm. I mean, again, this is the fucking unfair advantage, but not do I want to make her smile, because I want to make her smile, but how deep of a smile do I want her to make to be able to move to where I want to take her? Or do I want to make her smile? Do I want to make her blush? Do I want to make her smile and make her laugh? Do I want to make her blush and make her laugh? Do I want to make her brush and think and laugh and smile? What do I want to do? And I already have the answer of what I want to do and where I'm leading her. Because I can, okay, this is going to sound weird, what I'm about to tell you. But when you get this shit down, you will be able to hear a smile over a regular conversation. A smile. Because a smile, when somebody's smiling, they sound a little more animated. And you will see, the skill that I'm trying to teach you is a skill of listening where you can hear the smile. There is a story in the moan. There's a story in the laugh. There's a story in the giggle. There's a story in how she sounds when she blushes. There's a story when she smiles and when she laughs or when she's thinking. Everything is a story. And here's the best part about a big dog. She doesn't even know that I know that shit. She doesn't even know. Listen, she thinks she can slide off with shit, but I know it. Why? Because I'm creating it. See, I'm not creating how she sounds because I can't create that. But once I know and tap into the sound and the rhythm and the cadence and all these things, then I know, okay, I know when she's smiling over the phone because her smile is going to sound a little bit different, a little more animated than when she's not smiling. When she's blushing and shying off, that shit's going to come down a little bit. See, what I'm saying is you guys don't learn the skill of listening. And I don't mean just listening to the woman. Listen to the emotion, brother. That's how deep it is. Listening to the emotion of the woman without even – I can tell when she's sad, when she's happy. I can tell when she wants to talk about something, when there's something on her mind, but she just doesn't know how to ask. I can tell when there's something on her mind that she doesn't want to ask because she's worried that if she asks that wrong shit, I might cut her off. I know the sounds and the tones because I listen to the emotion. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, you brought clarity to me, man.
Right. So if I listen to the emotion, guess what? Now that I can listen to the emotion, who do I want now? Now that I know where she's at on her emotion, if she's on a high, which is smiling, I can ride and turn that smile into a blush going this way, or I can take that smile and make her think and have a thought off of that smile or create a situation off that smile. But I pay attention to every – I had to learn – emotion. And it is the one most people think emotion is something like that's in the air and shit. I'm not talking about nothing magical and shit. That's what I'm not talking about. I had to literally see, okay, think about this for a second. Now, and I always told y'all guys about it through Sherlock Holmes, okay? I want y'all to think about something. Okay, listen. Have you ever seen the second Sherlock Holmes with Robert Downey Jr.?
I've actually never watched any of them.
All right, write that down. Watch that. It's your homework assignment. They were playing a
Sherlock
thing
Holmes
called.
Too?
Have you ever heard
Sherlock
of
Holmes too?
Yeah, have you ever heard of Blitz Chess?
I know it's chess, but I never heard of Blitz.
All right, Blitz Chess is when you blindfold yourself, and you're not even looking at the. You're not looking at anything. You're just looking at the. You're looking at the board in your mind.
And all you're doing is calling out the moves as they're being told back to you. As that opponent is making a move, you can make in your mind the same move. You don't even need – so if you look at Sherlock Holmes, and I'm sure I'm going to tie that in. What I'm saying is this, is that in the movie they started playing chess, right? So then Sherlock Holmes got up and just fucking started fucking just like you said the next move. And he even looked at the board. And then his opponent got up and started saying the moves. And then while they were talking shit to each other, they were still making the moves on the table without moving anything. Because what they were trying to show you is that when you're at your core, the pieces don't actually move. You move the pieces. You ready for me? You want me to give you an example of your blitz chess? You ready? You ready?
Call yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
What comes after 475?
476.
What comes after 727?
728.
What comes before 933?
932.
Okay, stop right there. So, did you need to look at the numbers to know that? Or because since it was in your core, you already had it in your head. And because you had it in your head, you didn't have to think about it because you were it. You embodied it. And that's what I'm trying to tell you at your core. See, you guys, okay, when you're looking at the opponent or you're looking at the woman or you're looking at her body, that is going to throw you off because you're no longer focused on what needs to be focused on. See, if I could, I wish you guys could just blindfold yourself when you talk to a woman. If you can just blindfold yourself and talk to a woman, you would never have the problems that you have now. But what I was taught and I was trying to teach you is I'm trying to put an imaginary blindfold over your eye to stop looking at the makeup, the tight clothes, and the push-up bra and start looking at you for the answer. Because just as fast as you said your numbers to me, that fast, that's as fast as you can move her where you want her to go. Because what you're doing is you're finally taking the power out of the pussy. And you're thinking about what I got to do versus what I think I need to be in order to get her. Is that, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I had to put myself on mute because this car's going by, but I see cars going by.
No, it's cool. And what I'm saying is that when I see her, I'm mentally blindfolded. Listen, I love bodies. I love beautiful bodies. I'm an ass man. You know what I mean? I love ass, hips, and thighs. I love that shit, right? But that's where it stops. It stops there. Because what's the use of loving it if I can't have it? The fuck am I going to do that? Why love it if I know I can't have it? You know what I mean? Or don't put myself in a position to get it. Then all I'm doing is daydreaming and shit and fantasizing, right? I'm not doing that. So what I'm doing is that I'm taking the time to close my eyes if I was blind and making sure I listen not to what the fuck she was saying, but I'm listening to the emotion that she – remember what you don't understand. Let me show how deep it is. The reason I don't listen, let me show you I'm listening. Peep game, I'm going to get deep for a second. Look, I'm not listening to her. I'm listening to what she tells herself to tell me. You see how deep that is? Let me say it again. Remember I keep telling you, communication is all about what you say to yourself based on what you feel about yourself, right? You've got to tell yourself what you want to put out to the world, right? So what I'm saying is game is not taking them for the words that come out of their mouth. I'm beyond that thinking. I'm not looking at that. That's the surface of her. Think about what I'm saying. What's coming out of her mouth is surface, right? I'm looking what's behind the words. But I'm looking like the Wizard of Oz. I'm looking behind the curtain. I'm not going to take what she's saying as truth. But I will accept that it's her truth if that's really her truth or not. That's none of my business, remember? That's none of my business. Mm-hmm. She can say whatever the fuck she wants to say. I am not looking at her, and I'm not looking at what the fuck she says. I'm looking at the emotion that's where it's coming from. And guess where it's coming from?
Well, guess where? Hey, no, not where it's coming from. Guess where it ain't coming from, dog. Where you think it ain't coming from?
Not coming from the makeup.
And no. I'm saying it's not coming from her core.
Oh, shit, man.
It's not coming from her core. Everything she's saying is coming from a false reality and perception of what she has trained herself to think, or what her emotions has trained herself to be her reality. Her reality will always be above ground. It will never be at a core, because they don't even realize they got a motherfucking core till they fuck with us. So guess what? Advantage me. Because everything she's saying it, and think of it, Brady, she's saying it thinking that I'm the sucker, that I'm going to take her for her words, that I'm actually going to glue and say, okay, come on in my mind. But what am I saying is this, no. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say, and I'm cool with that, because I want you to say whatever you want to say. But that's not what I'm listening to. I'm listening to the emotion. I'm listening to the words. I'm listening to the way she changes her voice and tonality when she says shit. See, most of y'all guys, because y'all looking at the pussy, excuse me, y'all don't even listen to what the fuck she's even saying. I'm listening at what she's thinking about and how she's saying it to adapt and realize, okay, this is when she's thinking how she sounds. When she's feeling bad, this is how she sounds. When she's happy, this is how she sounds. When she's nervous, this is how she sounds. See, I'm going beyond that, because what I'm saying is that what if I can show her that she is actually more than what the fuck she always thought she was. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to have to re-listen to that. I'm not right now.
All right, when you go out, let me answer some of the questions and stuff. All right, I'll throw you back in, but yeah, go back and listen. I'll finish it up. I got some questions with the guys and stuff. Guys, 8 minutes of y'all want to call in, but I'll answer my question. But listen, guys, listen to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I want y'all to do. I'm gonna show y'all something that my mentor showed me. I want y'all to listen to any song you want to listen to. Just listen to the music. But don't listen to the music. Try to figure out all the instruments that's being played on the song. See what I'm saying? See, most of you guys are listening to the music. I'm telling you to listen and try to figure out the instruments being played on the song. But the depth that I'm trying to get you on is that what were these motherfuckers thinking when they were playing the song that makes the music that you're listening to? That's how deep the game is. See, I'm going to let her talk. I'm going to let her say what she wants to say, because that's her truth, that's her perception, and that's her reality. But gentlemen, like I said before, her reality is only based on the surface, because she's never met a man to show her that she's more than what she actually is. But see, that's where I come in at. And that's why they fuck guys like us, because we listen to the instruments, or we listen to the emotion that's being played on the instrument. See, you're just listening to, well, I'm looking for a guy like this, and I'm looking for a good man, and you know what, there's just no good guys out there, da-da-da-da-da. Y'all listen to all that bullshit. I don't listen to that silly-ass shit. That's not for me. That's none of my goddamn business. How do I create that mandatory blindfold? Well, by listening, this is what I understand, dog. If I'm telling you the fucking shit right now, why would you ask me the question? Let me keep going. Is that to be a step ahead of her thinking and emotions? Yes, but listen to me. You guys have to listen to this. This is very important. Well, you don't understand how the mind works. Let me show you game, because this is where y'all gonna get fucked over. Once you invite her in, you become the sucker that she figures out. And if you're trying to use all this shit to fuck, you already lost. You can't do it. I'm being 100% honest with you, because I don't want y'all to think there's all going to be all wins in this shit. If you're taking what I'm telling you to try to manipulate her to fuck, you've already lost. Because listen to what I'm saying. The moment you say to yourself, I want to fuck her, and this is what I got to do, I think I got to do to get the pussy, you already lost because she's in your head. See, you don't think of, yeah, she's sexy, or she got a, I like her ass, not, I like that body. But what is she going to do to get my attention? So let me talk to her and see what she's talking about. But see, I'm not going to listen to what the fuck she's talking about because I'm not on your fucking level to listen to surface level shit. I'm not listening to what the fuck she's talking about. I'm listening to what she's telling herself through her emotions of what the fuck she's talking about. I'm not listening to what the fuck she's talking about. I'm listening to the emotion that is tied into what the fuck she's talking about. That's what the fuck I'm listening to. That's how deep the game is. And that's what I'm trying to show you guys, how the depth in the game, by taking time to listen to more than what you're actually listening to. But one cannot listen when she's already in your head. How can you listen when you're saying, oh, my God, what do I have to do to get her to like me? Oh, my God, what do I have to do to get her to give me some time? Is she going to call me today? Did she message me? Oh, my God, she didn't call me back. That means she doesn't like me. Oh, listen, you're doing so much talking about a bunch of bullshit. You're not even taking time to listen. What have I told you? She's just a one-trick pony. There are no instruments, man. You want to know why? Because she doesn't have to play instruments to get you fuckers in. She doesn't have to hit a drum or a cymbal or anything. She does use a smarter instrument called makeup, eyeliner, push-up bras, and weave and shit to get you dumb motherfuckers to be blinded by shit. You're blinded by shit, but you're not focused on you. The man that's focused on you, on himself, is a man that blocks off the bullshit. He doesn't believe. Listen, I'm not saying not to believe what she says. She's allowed to say what the fuck she thinks and what she feels. But again, everything that, listen, gentlemen, this is where your advantage is on this show. Hold on. Here's your advantage. Your advantage is every woman out in this world lives above ground. That is your greatest advantage. But if you live above ground, she will always have advantage over you. But when you don't live above ground and you're going towards your core, you think different, move different, and see things differently. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. They're only living outside. Remember, they're living in the world as I do, not I am. Because their I am is insecurities and low self-worth, low self-esteem. But hey, even though she might feel that way, she still values herself. She's allowed to have morals and feel good about herself. But she will feel good about herself based on how she feels about herself, which is none of my business. You see what I'm saying? Thank you, Russ. I appreciate that, man. Appreciate the love, man. But do y'all understand where I'm coming from? Gentlemen, the greatest advantage you have, period, is she
90 seconds.
She doesn't know that she has a core. She has no fucking idea what that is and what that feels like. But guys, why did I show you that thing from your boy Tyler? Why did I show you this? This is when you get them at the core, dog. Hey, guys, when you get them there, they ain't going away, bro. This is your life. This is gonna be your life right here. This is gonna be your life. Because here's the problem. The woman that asked why she ain't good enough, here's the funny thing about it. Every woman that feels this way, ready, guys, has hundreds and thousands of motherfuckers they can pick. Hundreds and thousands of motherfuckers they want. But why would they want you over all of them? Because all of those motherfuckers are surface level. There's nothing that moves her like a man does. And this is your fucking advantage, guys. I'm giving you an advantage over.
10 seconds.
All right, girl. I'm giving you advantage over women that they cannot even, one cannot control one's emotion when somebody else is in control of it. And this is not manipulation, guys, or anything like that. This is not trying to manipulate her. I want to make sure y'all get this. We don't manipulate. We don't have to manipulate women. We don't have to manipulate them. Because when they get around us, the way they're going to start to feel is going to be totally different than what they feel for the average guy. Because what they feel for the average guy, it will go up, but it always drops back down and it stays down. How easy is it for a woman to see a guy that she's interested in and then all of a sudden just poof, doesn't care about him at all? How easy is that? They can do it with ease and keep moving and not even think about you. But why do they think about the assholes, the jerks, and all them motherfuckers? Because they move some shit in their mind that they just even, they cleared all them cobwebs out. They gave them some clear land to see and shit, man. They get hooked on that drug, man. There is a different feeling that a woman feels when she's around a man than she feels with the average guy. And that feeling is like a drug to her because if she's feeling this way for you guys, what stops her? Then the insecurities, the self-worth, and all the things that she's going through, it goes away. But it can only go away through you. Because some of these women are going to start smelling themselves and be like, oh, fuck, man, I don't need this motherfucker. But she will always need us, man. Why you think we tell them motherfuckers the pussy will always be? Y'all think we joking when we say that shit. That pussy is always ours. It will always be ours. You ain't going nowhere. You can go wherever the fuck you want. You always going to come back home. I promise you she'll come back home. Because she's going to fight. She's going to fight her own demons. You know what that demon is? Me. And how can she throw me out or keep me out when all she's doing is holding me? I become the emotion. I become the thought. I become the desire. I become the thing that she misses. I become the thing that she hates. I become the thing that she can't stand. I become the thing that, you know what, today's the day. I'm going to get them out of my mind, and I'm going to find somebody else. And, gentlemen, even if she tries to fuck another guy to get me out, what do you think why I'm in? She's fucking the other guy to get me out. She's trying to do it to get rid of me. I'm already in. Everything she's doing is trying to get me out. Does that make sense? All right, hold on a second. Question. Am I getting the invite? I'm generally happy right now, which is why it's hard for me to vent and express myself. What the fuck are you talking? I'm generally unhappy right now, which is why it's hard for me to vent and express. Wait a second. Is this a guy, right? I don't want to disrespect you. Is this a guy or a girl? I just want to make sure, Zach. I want to make sure that's a guy. This is a guy, right? I want to make sure you're a guy. You're saying, Steve, am I getting the invite? You say I'm generally unhappy right now. Oh, you say that's what the girl is. She's saying I'm unhappy. Oh, you're saying the girl is saying, okay, you should. Okay, I'm okay. So the girl is saying I'm unhappy right now, which is why it's hard for me to vent and express myself. Okay, brother, we don't bring unhappiness. We bring happiness first before unhappiness. Okay? But here, wait. I was about to give you the answer. No, Zachary, I want you to answer this question. Tell me in the room what you said to her. Tell me your reply, then I'm going to tell you what you should have said, because I know you're about to fuck this up. So tell me what she said this to you. What did you say back to her? Go ahead. Tell us what you said, Zachary. I'm going to wait. Because if you're fucking lying, you already said what you said, so go ahead and say it now. Don't give me this, I ain't say nothing. Go ahead and tell me now what you said. Because you know I cannot stand motherfuckers who try to show off in the class. So I'm asking you, Zachary, what did you say to her when she said that to you? What did you say to her when she said that to you? And guys, I already got it in my head what I'm going to say to her. Matter of fact, I'm going to do some Johnny Carson shit. I'm going to write it down and fold it up while we wait for old boy to answer the question. So y'all know I'm not making this shit up. I already got it in my hand. I'm going to write it down. So I don't want y'all to think I'm doing things. I got it. I'm writing it down. I'm folding it up. See, I folded it. I got the answer right here. So wait, Zachary, what did you say to her, motherfucker? Come on, are we wasting our time? What did you say back to her? You have 1 minute starting now to answer. I'm going to kick you the fuck out. You got 1 minute to answer. Guys, I got the answer right here. I got the answer right here. We're waiting. I'm telling you. In 1 minute, I'm banning his ass. Because you want me to tell you something, guys? You know, guys, if y'all gonna learn this, I got nothing but love for y'all motherfuckers. I got y'all. But one thing I hate most than anything is a motherfucker that lies to the classroom and he acting like he more than what the fuck he ain't. I asked him several times what he said, and he has not answered me yet. Dog, you have less than fucking, you got 20 seconds? Wait, you got 10 seconds. Hey, it was nice knowing you, sir. I'm going to go ahead and ban you now. Give me a second, guys. I'm going to kick him out of the room. Go ahead and kick his ass out the room. Nope, you're too late, brother. I'm going to kick you out. Nope, too late. Get the fuck out of this room. The fuck out. You're gone. He's gone. Get him the fuck out of this room. Get him the fuck out. Gentlemen, when you are this is important for I say for all you guys, I care about you motherfuckers. This is very important. If you're going to make a statement, you better have that fucking answer, because he said that this is what the woman said. No, Kevin, I don't think you understand something. No, I don't think y'all need to listen to me. It doesn't take 3 fucking minutes to answer the question, guys. It doesn't take three. It was like 4 minutes probably. It does not. Yeah, thank you, Lethal. He tried to answer it at the last minute, which means he was fucking lying, man. If he's saying she said that, he already said what he said. And I told him to let me know what you said several times. Did I not tell him that? Did I not say tell me? And he didn't tell me. And then he going to conjure up some bullshit at the last second, Kevin. So, Kevin, what I'm saying is he was full of shit. Let me show you. This is choice number one, my place. Let me explain this shit. Let me speak game to your guys. When a woman says she wants to visit her to express herself, well, you know what? Now, listen, we got two places we can go, all right? If you want, we can go ahead to the park so we can talk, because I want to see you right now. And when I see you, I'm going to bring you over and I'm going to look at you and say, listen, but I want to let you know something. I'm not asking you to express yourself right now to me, but I am saying that I'm going to do everything I can to make you feel comfortable enough to express yourself. But if this persists for more than a week or so, I'm going to let you go, because at that point, I know I'm not the right person for you. See that, guys? I'm going to keep that shit 1,000 with her. I'm not going to waste my fucking time. Because if you can't express yourself, you are no worth to me. I can't. You listen, you're allowed to be shy all you want, but I don't believe in that shy shit. I will give you enough leeway, but I want you to keep it a buck with me. Y'all hear what I'm saying, guys? Let me turn off this thing. The lines are down. What I'm saying to y'all guys out here, I don't want y'all to lie like this. Gentlemen, when asked this question, if she can't vent, that's what I'm here for. I'm not here. Listen, here's my thing. I don't want to ever force her to, listen to me. I don't want to force her to open up like a flower. You know what I mean? I'm going to give her enough water and enough sunlight where she should feel comfortable enough to give me little by little. And I'm fine with that. I'll put her ass on the shelf or put her on the practice squad. But one thing I'm not doing is if we're not moving anywhere, then I'm going to let her know. I'm going to let you go. Listen, you're allowed to feel shy. You're allowed to not, you know, be in your feelings and all that other shit. But I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I'll keep you around. But if I feel like you're wasting my time, I'm letting you go. And I'm not saying bad things about shy women, but when you break a shy woman into being nasty, oh my God, when a shy woman realizes that she's allowed to be a whore and she's allowed to do slutty and nasty things because all her life somebody's been holding her down with a thumb, maybe it's her parents or maybe it's the guys that she's with, oh, they're nasty as fuck. Oh, they're nasty as fuck. They ain't shy when they playing with that pussy, man. You best better believe it. They ain't shy then. All that shy shit goes out the door, man. All that shy shit goes out the door. But in order for that to happen, gentlemen, remember, there must be trust. You must get trust. If you can't get trust, it's not going to work, okay? So this is the last time we have to hear from that motherfucker ever again. But I just want to let y'all guys know that if you make a statement like this, gentlemen, you already should have said what you said. And all I was asking for him to tell me what he said. And because he took more than 3 minutes to tell me, I had to dismiss him. Because, gentlemen, like I say for all you guys, I'm proud of you guys because of the fact that you guys are trying to learn how to be better men. But what I cannot stand, and when a motherfucker that's lying, that's trying to act like he's better than you, and if he's acting like he's better than you, I'm going to have to kick him the fuck out of the class, okay? Because I don't want anybody to act like they're more than what they're not. And that's why I let him go. So I just want y'all to know that. I don't want y'all to feel that you're inadequate because a motherfucker lying. He lied. He wasn't telling the truth. He didn't say shit. That shit didn't happen. Because if it happened, he should have been able to answer that shit. So, guys, we got 138 likes. Thank you very much. We're going to go for another 12. I didn't go 12 minutes. We'll round it off to the hour and 30. So we'll go another 30 minutes, another 12 minutes if y'all got questions. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is that you don't have to ever say to yourself, I got a fucker. Then you're making her the priority. Stop making her the priority and start making yourself the priority. See, when you make yourself the priority, you're not saying, I have to fuck her. You're saying, shit, we're going to be fucking eventually. We're going to get to fucking eventually. Because if she hangs around long enough, we're going to be fucking. That's a gimme. We're going to be fucking. We're going to fuck. So I know where this shit's leading. But one thing I'm not going to let it lead to is the land of fucking friend zone. We're not going towards friend zone or wasting my fucking time. Because I feel like she's wasting my time or she's bullshitting, I'm dismissing her ass. I'm telling you right now, dismissing her with the fucking quittings. Won't even blink twice about that shit. I'm gone. I'm out. And that's what I'm saying for you guys. That's what I want for you guys. I want you guys to have the same mindset when it comes to this. And when you have the same mindset, you change everything up. Everything is truly beautiful. It's a beautiful thing when you actually know the power that you have, when you have yourself. It's beautiful, okay? It's very beautiful. But in order to stop this, we cannot, gentlemen. Let me show y'all again if y'all just joining us and y'all missed it. You must understand, gentlemen, when you are thinking just about fucking, you transmit a virus over to her, and it flows into everything you do, from your texting, you on the phone, or you face-to-face. And you don't realize that she can recognize you by your behaviors or what it is you're trying to cover up. You transmit the virus, okay? That's what I'm trying to tell you. You transmit that virus, okay? And what we don't want you to do is, listen, the only thing I want you to transfer is your COVID-69 or the fentanyl of your fucking ass. You don't have to force her to for you to be in her mind. When you stand out from the crowd because you actually are standing out from the crowd and you're not pretending to stand out, you're going to stand out because you're not playing by the rules. You ain't doing no sucker shit. You're not kissing her ass. You're not running behind her. And if she chooses to run behind you, she will. She'll show you. She'll show you. You know what I mean? That's what they do, okay? That's what they'll show you, man. And that's what I'm saying. And this is why you guys have got to start moving this way and believing in yourself. Because until you start doing this, y'all guys ain't going to get the women that y'all not going to do it, man. It's not going to work for y'all. All y'all going to do is sit around and just scratch your head and just look at beautiful women all day. Just fantasizing of, I love to fuck. I mean, guys, if I tell you again, if all you want to do is fuck, why don't you just got the balls to say that shit? This is what I understand. If you just want to fuck, do it. But see, you know you ain't going to do it because you ain't got the balls to even do that shit, which is crazy to me. If all you want to do is fuck, again, I'm not knocking you for fucking, but if all y'all dudes want to fuck, then why not just tell the bitch you want to fuck? Hey, how you doing? My name is Ralph. Let's fuck. Because you know she ain't going to take that shit. So what you try to do is you try to mask, I want to fuck you, by kissing her ass, taking her out to dinner, and giving her free space in your fucking mind. You automatically lose then, man. You automatically lose. Trying to fuck her and start getting her to work for you. We're going to be talking more on that shit tomorrow with Anger Man, but I'm just saying for you guys out there, man, this ain't the place and this ain't the time, man. This ain't the game to do that shit. Y'all got it. Y'all got to be better. Y'all got to move better, okay? All right? And I'm just saying for you guys out there, listen, they are running circles around you motherfuckers, man. Man, they got you all caught the fuck up, man. Listen, they should be thinking about you. If she's not thinking about you, you're doing something wrong. If she's not trying to reach out. Now, again, a lot of these women have pride, but I set y'all up. Even when she has pride, she should have access to you in some shape, form, or fashion that goes beyond a boring-ass text message. Give her access to you. Because it is then she is taking like the morphine, you know, like in the damn hospitals, when they in pain, they press that button, they just getting that hit and that hit and that hit, and then they get hooked on that shit. But give her something to take a hit on. Leave her something to think about you. When you're not around, she can reminisce and go back and listen to. And then what's so beautiful, that's one way of an attack. The other way of attack is when she's hanging around these fucking losers. When she's around a bunch of losers, man. This is how we win, man. This is what the fuck we do. And this is why you motherfuckers going to be some bad motherfuckers eventually. Because eventually, you're going to stop making it about fucking. And make it about what the fuck can she do for you.
You are not going to get the pussy the way you are right now. There's nothing. And listen, guys, think about this. Let's be honest. There's nothing in it for her. And this is no knocking. I'm just keeping it a buck. There's nothing in it for the woman. What's in it for her? Boring conversations, putting her to sleep, making her like, God damn, what the fuck did I get myself into? There's nothing in it for her. But when she fuck with you and you know what the fuck you doing, oh, man, dog, it's great when you change it, man. It's great when you show them a different side that they've never seen before. It's beautiful, man. It's a beautiful thing, brother. And you, each one of you guys can have that. You can have it. It could be your own. Your own. Nobody else's but yourself. So, guys, we got 5 minutes. Y'all got any questions? We got 5 minutes left of the show. Got any questions, let me know. Holler at your boy. We got any questions and stuff like that. So, let me know. If I do a hit and run or something like that, I may do it in the morning. Y'all got to stay tuned with that. Y'all never know when I'm going to do shit. But if y'all got any questions, let me know and stuff like that, man. Just want to make sure that you guys stop just bringing them in. Stop inviting them in, dog. Y'all invite these women in. This is why they ain't fucking you. Guys, I'm telling you, they can fuck so many people right now, but they just ain't going to fuck a loser. It's there, but they ain't going to do it. And if they do it one time, they're going to feel like shit doing that shit. They're going to be like, God damn it, dude. God damn you, Steve. I fucked this loser thinking I'm going to get over you, but it makes me want you more. You see what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying for you guys out there, man. They don't want you to know. These, I promise you, all these women, they are so surface, man. And that's not bad. That's just what they are. They're so fucking surface, man. It just doesn't make... This is shit is so easy, man, when you're below the surface. All right? Well, I've been working out privately. I might do some more. I'm just waiting for some more shit to drop. I've been trying to get all this other stuff together for the book and stuff, so I don't have much time. I try to take all my time when I'm doing this and all that stuff. Sometimes I'll do some riding with the deans like at 3 in the morning and shit like that, 4 in the morning kind of stuff. So we kind of do that a little bit to balance everything off. So, you know, that's what it is. But, okay, well, there's no more questions, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Guys, always remember at the end of the day, to all my dogs out there, always remember one thing. Always remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there thought they had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, gentlemen. That's what we ask you guys to do, man. Soak up the game. And if y'all need to get us at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. And I'm just saying for y'all guys out here, man, that y'all got to – and Bernie, let me teach you some game real quick, Bernie. Bernie, let me talk to you, my brother. Bernie, can you please stop caking peach? If you're trying to fuck, brother, just get her at – just hit me. Here's my email address. Holler at me. Stop trying – this is where y'all fucking up, dog. Y'all trying, I said some of y'all trying to fuck these women. And all you doing is, why are you talking on the front end to her ass? This is not helping your cause, man. You can talk to her in Spanish, Korean, or fucking Klingon if you want to. Why talk to her, comfort her, instead of start telling her fucking ass what to do? Here's my email. Call me. Get back with me on the back end. Stop trying to talk to her on the front end with all this Spanish and cover. Because I can just copy what you're saying. And God forbid, if I copy what you're saying, so let me do that shit right now. You see the fuck you saying to her in Spanish. Hold on, Bernie. Let me see the fuck you saying. You gonna grab that shit in Spanish. What the fuck is he saying on my Spanish? Peach, what is he saying on my Spanish aficionados? Peach, what is he saying to you, girl? Tell us what he's saying in English. What the fuck is this shit here? Peach en mois olus no elis sefasis stolo me tatias tapiato camaingo. What the fuck does that mean? The fuck does that mean? Please, Peach, I know you're talking. What does that mean, Peach? Or Bernie, why don't you tell me? Bernie, what the fuck did you just say to her in Spanish? What did you just say to her in Spanish? No, I want him to tell me as a man. What did he say? What did he say to her? You better not be cut. Boy, you better. Boy, don't you be. What did you say to her? What did you say to her, Bernie? Anybody know Spanish? Tell me what he said. No, I want to know. Peach, what the fuck did he say in Spanish? What did you, Bernie, I'm going to ask you one last time. This is, I'm not, you know, Bernie, what did you say to her in Spanish? I don't want to hear what he's flirting. I want to know what the fuck he said. What the fuck did you say, Bernie? Now, I'm being real with you, man. Come on. What the fuck did you say? Say it in English. What did you say in English? To me, ain't surface dwelling... Is you, that's what it is in English? To me, ain't surface dwelling. You just haven't met me. That's what you're saying? Hold on, Mario, wait. In his eyes, wait. In his eyes, you are not superficial. You just never ran into me. That's what he said? Why couldn't he say that? I didn't want to go to Google Translator. Man, come on, man. You got to stop that shit, man. Bernie, let me tell you something, bro. Let me tell you something, man. B, let me tell you something, B. I'm gonna tell you where you fucking up. I'm gonna tell you where you fucking up. You fucking up, and you trying to talk to this woman on the front fucking end, man. On the surface, man. If you're gonna talk to her fucking ass, talk to her on the back end. Don't be talking to all that shit on the front end. You ain't gonna go nowhere. You understand the trap that Peach is putting y'all fuckers in? She's playing a fucking victim. Oh, poor me. And y'all motherfuckers want to try to make her feel better. Y'all better stop that shit, man. Y'all better stop that shit. Stop that shit, man. If she's down on herself, let her down her fucking self. Stop that shit. Stop trying to bring her ass up and shit. Especially on the front end, man. And I'm not saying anything I wouldn't tell Peaches in her fucking face. I'm saying the same thing, man. You gonna do some shit, do that shit on the back end, dog. We sitting here talking in Spanish and shit. Knowing you trying to cupcake and shit, man. We doing that shit. If she ain't feeling right about herself, then let her feel that way, man. Don't be telling her, oh, it's okay and all that other shit. Because it shouldn't be like you never ran into me. It should be like, why don't you come see me? That's why y'all lose, man. Y'all trying to think, do you understand how many motherfuckers is probably told, what you call it? That kind of shit, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Now, Z is a woman trying to give her some comfort and love and shit. Now, Z, I'm okay with that because that's woman on woman shit. Give her some comfort. I get that shit. That's cool. That's woman shit. But, Vern, you can't do that shit, dog. You can't be like that, man. Come on, man. If she ain't feeling the way she feeling, man, don't be sitting there trying to cake her ass and make her feel better. You making shit worse. You making it worse, man. She's playing the victim, and you're playing into what the fuck she playing into. So you and your fucking emotions caking her when she feeling the way she feel, man. Either direct her on what the fuck you want to do or let her say that shit, man. Nazi. I can't let, I'm fine with you doing it, Z, because you're a woman. But this is the problem. I don't mind women coming on here. And all that victim shit, we ain't that over here. And she can say what the fuck she want to say, which is cool, but I don't want my guys doing that kicking bitch-ass shit on this show, talking to her and trying to make her feel better. You ain't going to get no pussy that way. So why are you saying that shit? It's not a roast today, man. I'm just saying for you, man, you the only one sitting over here trying to talk to her in Spanish shit, trying to make her feel good about herself. I said, that ain't going to get you no pussy. Hey, you ain't going to get no pussy that way. I'm just being honest. Yeah, look, if you want to be, you're not getting grilled, Z. No, Z, you're fine. I said, you're a woman. You're good, baby girl. You're a woman. Yeah, you're a woman. That's okay. I'm not saying you, Z. I'm saying Bernie. I'm saying that all I've been seeing is Peaches saying, poor me, and then Bernie coming behind her with his fucking cape like a goddamn hero trying to make her feel better. Instead of making her feel better, Bernie, why don't you tell her ass to get her ass offline and talk? Motherfuckers don't want to hear that shit. You see, I'm trying to teach you some game, B. You over here with your cape. Telling her shit in Spanish. Man, look at all the shit you've been saying to her in Spanish, man. All you've been doing since I've been, and you've been doing this a few times. Jamar, I got you real quick. Hold on, Jamar, let me post this. Bernie, this ain't the first time, brother. I've been letting that shit slide, man. I've been letting that shit slide. Here's the first one you said. Let me find some other shit. Here's the first one. Hold on, let me get some more of this shit you've been saying. All you've been doing is trying to say some side shit. All you do is been saying some side shit when she's sitting around telling you how bad she is and how sad she is and how she this and how she that, which she's allowed to do. She's a woman. But you over here caking and shit, dog. You ain't going to fuck that way, man. You got to either tell her to either make a move or get shut the fuck up type shit. And I don't mean it like that, Peach, but you know what the fuck I mean. You want to hear that shit. Either she going to make a move or not. But you sitting around telling her all this shit in Spanish. Here's another one, Bernie. Here's another one. See that shit? Music find the most deepest in my way. Let me say, because I know, wait, that's not the one. Where's the one? Hold on. Find that shit. Bernie probably was smart enough to start deleting that shit. Let me see here. Fuck, man. And I'm cool, man, but I'm just saying, man. I don't understand why y'all are sitting around here like just, I mean, you're talking to her in Spanish, and y'all did that a few times, Bernie. I've been watching, but I've been letting that shit slide. But come on, dog. How much fucking Spanish you going to talk to her until you get her over and start talking and talk about coming over to see you or some shit? All this trying to make her feel better, you ain't going to get no pussy that way. That's that mechanism that they use to fuck y'all over. She goes with all that poor me shit. And y'all buy into that. I'm not good. I'm not special. Now, I can understand Z coming to her aid with emotions and shit. But you motherfuckers shouldn't be trying to be on her level of emotions. Y'all need to start telling her shit, man. I don't understand, man. Nah, you don't see me doing that shit on the front end, dog. You don't do that on the front end, man. You're doing more disservice to her by doing it on the front end, by sitting down there and trying to cake her on the front end, dog. You know how many guys are probably trying to hit her up, trying to fuck her, and all you're doing on the front end is caking, man. Stop caking, B. Come on, you better than that shit. He said I ran in this. All right, man, I'm going to ask you another question, these two last questions. Gave my number. She hit me up. I set up the date. Is it the best position? Ronan, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm lost. You ran to a girl that you haven't seen in years. You went to school with her. You chopped it up. You gave her a number. She hit you up. You set up a date. Is it the best to position myself like I don't know her? Why the fuck? I don't understand. I don't understand you surface dwellers, dog. What kind of a question are you asking? Do I position myself like I don't know her? Why the fuck are you? I don't understand, man. This whole show, I'm telling you, fucking stop lying. I'm telling you to stop playing games. Stop wearing masks. And all you're asking me, should you act like you don't know her? What fucking kind of question is that? What? You got to be kidding, right? You're not asking me to tell you to lie, little bitch. Are you serious? Is that what you're telling me to tell you to do? Why the fuck would you think? How is that a position? A position is standing on your fucking truth, man. Why would you act like you don't know what the fuck is? Oh, my God. I can't make this shit up, dog. What do you mean, no, Steve? What the fuck are you talking about? Is it best to position myself like I don't know her? What the fuck you mean, no, Steve? I'm reading what the fuck you're saying. Why would you ask me to position yourself like you don't know her? Why would you play such a silly elementary game? Why would you play like you're a goddamn kid, man? Why would you do that, brother? And you said, no, Steve. No, Steve, what? Why would you, a grown-ass man, act like you don't know? What the fuck you mean you don't know? What, you going to ask her what she does for a living? No, you didn't word it wrong. See, boy, you know what pisses me off when you fucking guys lie. You worded it right the first time, man. It's just, I'm busting your ass on this shit, man. Dude, y'all see that, guys? Y'all see that? Y'all see why y'all can't, y'all losing shit? You can't even articulate a fucking sentence to yourself, and you got the nerve to say to me you worded it wrong? Man, don't fucking lie in my fucking face. That's how you worded it. You worded it the right way. You told yourself what to write. You wrote it, and you know that you thought, oh, man, whatever fuck you mean. Stop lying. What do you mean I mean not comparing her from the last time I know her versus who she is now? No, motherfucker, you put position. I can't. Jesus, y'all see why I get frustrated? Y'all see? I swear to God, man. I swear to God. Ronan, listen. I'm going to take what you say and show you why you even fucked up even worse. When has the number one or the letter A compared itself to anybody? Why the fuck would you? I don't understand why some. I don't. Y'all don't listen to this show, right? Why would you compare yourself? Why would you? Why do you give a fuck about who she used to be versus who she is now? What the fuck does that got to do with you? Joshua, I got you, dog. Hold on a second. What does that got to do with you? I don't understand, man. How many times do I keep telling you? Seconds change, minutes change, hours change, days change, weeks change, months change, years changes, but you stay the fucking same. So why do you give a fuck what she used to be versus what she is now? Who gives a flying fuck? This is where you're fucking up even worse, because you have already, she's renting space in your head, dog. You see that, Ronan? Look, you see where you lost? She's already rented free space in your head because you're trying to figure out what the fuck she is or what you should be to her, man. Come on, man. You've already lost because you gave her free rent. You thinking more about what the fuck she is versus she. Oh, my God. Can't you just be you and let shit just happen? I don't understand. I don't understand, man. I don't understand why y'all guys do this shit, man. And then you want to back off your statement like I'm boo-boo the fool, man. I know you were talking about position, but regardless of what you were talking about, big dog, you've already brought her in. You've already said you are worthless. You already gave her credit. You already put her on your fucking throne right now because you're trying to fucking figure out how you should fit in. Well, should I be out of the box or should I fit in the box? Come on, dude. You got to wake the fuck up, brother. Come on, man. I'm about to go to prom with this girl. She wanted to go with her mom, and I said, let's go out and get an Uber to Queens. I did fuck up by saying that because I think we would have been better off if I went with her mom. Look, hey, little young man, listen, man, just look. I can't – look, just do that. When you get old enough, get at me, and I'm going to show you why you fucked up. You kind of fucked that up, young man. But I appreciate the thing. But let me just say this before I run in. Ronan, listen. Just like I was getting in Bernie's ass. You're doing the same thing Bernie's doing. Bernie's giving Peach room in his mind already by caking her on the front end. You're giving this woman room on the front end, and she's in your mind because you're trying to figure out what the fuck she is. I mean, my God, can y'all motherfuckers just stand on who the fuck you are and let the chips fall where they may? I don't give a fuck about her past because I ain't her past. And I don't give a fuck about her future because I ain't her future. I'm me. I don't care because that's y'all's problem. Because once you start worrying about her past, guess what's going to slip out? Well, how many guys did you sleep with? Well, was he better than me? Was he bigger than me? Well, did he have more girth and size than me? And y'all don't even realize y'all talking this way when y'all saying that shit, man. Man, fuck what her past is. Fuck what her future is. Be you in the present, dog. And stop trying to fit and worry about shit. You already got her in your head. You're losing right now. She should be thinking about your motherfucking ass, man. Come on, man. Y'all got to step the fuck up, man. All right, man. So we're gonna chop this shit up. Hold on, Z. Let me get you, Z. What do you think of the concept of not only being the drug but also the addict? I don't mean the energy high from your core. Well, no. Here's the thing, Z. The only reason why, success is talking, success, stop fucking with Bernie, man. That's my boy. Leave him alone, success, you asshole. That's the asshole, bro. Hey, Z, what I'm saying is that I am an addict of me because I taste my product. I know my product, okay? So I am the drug, and I am addicted to me. That's why I make it about me. Because I know what I can do, okay? In the lines of external validation. No, well, here's the thing, Z. We're not about external validation. A man does not validate you on the outside. External validation is what males do on the surface, okay? So you're saying on the lines of external, external validation, that's surface level, baby girl. That's on the surface. That's not, men don't do that. Men don't validate from the surface, okay? No, they don't, but see, yeah, and here's the thing, last thing, Z, the energy that we get is from our core. That's our sun. That's our compass. If a man were to talk to you from the surface, you ain't going to respect that motherfucker, and you're not going to be what you can be with that motherfucker. You really want the motherfucker you can't have or the motherfucker that's doing some shit that you ain't used to doing versus the guy that's doing everything that you're used to doing. So most of these guys are going to give you external validation by, hey, I give you not just Bernie, but also Ronan. These were both external situations. There was nothing wrong with what Peach said. Peach did her thing, but the problem is that these guys Bernie was caking her on the front end. All that Ola Kulamastas, V92 shit he was saying, he could have said that shit on the back end. See, that? Let me tell you about the cool ones, Z. See, when the cool ones don't talk, see, when the women are around and they talking, the cool ones just sit back and chill because the cool ones are going to talk on the back end because that's where everything's happening on the back end. Shit ain't happening on the front end. And if you're talking to her on the front end, that says y'all ain't doing shit on the back end. Because if you're doing shit on the back end, y'all doing it on the back end. Y'all ain't doing that shit on the front end. See what I'm saying? Y'all ain't doing that shit on the front end. You know what I mean? So, yeah, but no, well, she's going to become the addict. Well, that's right, Russ. She'll become the addict of our drug because we don't, you know, that's what we do. But Z, understand that we do sample our supply because we are our own high. We are our natural high, okay? We're our natural high, and we're our natural drug and addiction. So we know what we are, but what we're not going to do, if we're going to talk, we're going to talk on the back end. But y'all can't sit around and validate women on the front end, and that shows how weak you are. You got to do your shit on the back end, dog. On the back end. Everything happens on the back end, guys. If you talking on the front end, you fucked. Well, you know, Peach is like, I just don't feel sexy, and I'm just not good for myself. And y'all like, well, that subtitle. Well, don't worry about it. I understand what you're going through, and I get what you're saying. And all y'all fucking doing on the front end is y'all are just, I mean, that shit ain't hold no weight on the front end. Because Peach probably used to motherfuckers doing that same shit all the time. It's the motherfuckers that's hitting on the back end. The back end. Because that's how you're going to be bending her ass over, hitting it from the back end, son. All right, man. I'm going to wrap this motherfucker up, man. I appreciate y'all, man. It's what we do. Sorry, you. Hey, Peach, we got love for you, Peach. I just had to, I've been peeping Bernie doing that shit for a few weeks now. Not a few weeks. A few days now, trying to slide in some Latino-speaking language, trying to talk to old girl, just chit-chatting with her, that he should be focused on the fucking show. Oh, wait, Jamar. I'm sorry, Jamar. I'm sorry, Jamar. I got you, dog. Thank you, Jamar. I apologize. I apologize. Am I not able to work RN? Wait, what the fuck is RN? Well, I don't understand what that means. Am I not able to work RN? Well, what, guys, can help me out. What does RN mean? Well, what does RN mean? What does RN mean? I don't know what that means. Oh, am I not able to work right now? Can I still have... Oh, he's not able to work right now. Can I still have a stable? I have plans for a future, but because of my circumstances, I can't work. But wait a second. Wait, this is what I don't understand. Okay? Wait. Hold on one second, bro. I'm not trying to get into your business. No, I don't want to, but I'm just saying there's something wrong. What the fuck you mean you ain't able to work right now? What is wrong where you can't work right now? If you're a grown goddamn man, you better be working. What do you mean you can't work right now? What, did Godzilla eat your car or some shit? The fuck you mean you can't work right now? Can you have a stable and have plans for the future? You ain't got no future. You ain't working, man. You better look, man. Let me tell you, young motherfucker, something, man. You're waiting on some paper. Okay, well, that's cool, though. But what I'm saying is, man, take care of your, he said, flip some burgers. Yeah, you better go cut some grass or do something, make some paper, dog. You get your lazy ass up and make some money, dog. Listen, okay, listen. How can one have a stable when one doesn't even know who one the fuck is, man? This is what I don't understand about you surface dwellers. Why do you think you can have a statement when you don't even know what a fucking man is? Why do you think you are stable worthy when you're not stable ready? Look, young DJ, look, I'm going to be nice. You send me your email. Send me your number right now. I'll call you. And I'm not opening up these goddamn lines. I don't want to hear that shit. Just send me your number. I'll call you. I'm going to give you 1 minute to send me your number. Starting now, you got 1 minute. So after that 1 minute, I check and you ain't send me a number. I'm ending this shit. So you got 1 minute to email me right now and send me your number, and I'll call you. Because I'm not opening up the lines. I'm about to end this shit. I'm waiting on you. But I'm getting back to old boy right here. What I'm saying, J-Dog, is that how can you have a stable when you don't have any stability yourself? How can you have that shit when you don't have stability, brother? Because you're looking at look at what you said to me, sir. You're asking me because you don't have a job. Can you have a job? Can you have a stable? See, that's your problem. You're looking at what you do to define what the fuck you are, and that's your problem. Listen, I'm saying get a job, but just because you don't have a job doesn't mean you can't get no pussy. Doesn't mean you can't have women drive you around. You can't have women bring you food, cook for you, and fuck you. So I don't understand what you're talking about. So you can't have no stable because you don't have any stability, big dog. You don't have any stability, man. You want a stable, but you're not stable in yourself, man. All right, here we go. Let me check and see old boy send me his fucking number so I can call his ass. Zachary, I am not Zachary. Leave me alone. I am not talking to you. Where is the DJ? Where is that guy at? Did he leave me a message? No, he didn't. So I'm not going to keep your lines open. JD Youngster, all right, fuck. I'm going to go ahead and let you go, man. You're wasting my time. You're wasting my time. All right, guys, it's the Man Mindset, man. I'm the Dean. Yeah, that motherfucker didn't hit me back or anything. He's supposed to leave a number. That motherfucker didn't. So he didn't do that shit. And I'm going to keep it going. So, all right, guys, y'all need me to get some coaching on. You did not send it. I did not get it. And I'm telling you, if this is you, get the fuck out. Look, get the fuck off my panel. Leave us alone. You know who that was? That was Zachary using a different name. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to see you in here anymore. Get the fuck out of here. You know who that was, guys? You know who that fucking guy was? Let me see if I can cover it up. This motherfucker tried to use a different... Let me show y'all who that... No, fuck no. I didn't let him go. Nope. Let me show you who this motherfucker was. The motherfucker tried to use a different name, and guess who it was? That's why I banned him. That's why I let him go. I banned his ass. The fuck out of here. I don't need to talk to you. And let me tell y'all why. Y'all got to understand before I let y'all know. I gave that motherfucker ample time to answer my question. If y'all missed it, go back and listen. I gave him ample time to answer the question. And I gave him 3 minutes to answer. And I told him, I said, tell me what'd you say? And he did not reply back. And then he did. Then after the last second, I got rid of him. Do not come in here with another name. I don't want to talk to you. We're done. This is not the place for you. We're done. If you want help, you get coaching. Other than that, leave me the fuck alone. I'm not fucking with you. Because a man that makes a statement has the answer already. So fuck that. Nope. You had to come in with a new name, and don't you ask me to do shit. You just better sneak in with a new name and just listen. Do not, this motherfucker trying to call me as himself. Don't call me now after I gave him every time. Now you spit in my face. I gave him every time. I said, what'd you say? Come on, man. You better tell what you say. What'd you say to her? And he ain't say shit back. And I said, you got a minute to tell me something. And he still didn't answer in a minute. And when he answered, it was too late. I let him go. This is what I'm saying, guys. This ain't for everybody. If he wants my time, he's going to pay for my time. Because I'm helping y'all out. Because y'all keeping it real. I love y'all, man. Y'all my dogs, man. Anyway, guys, I appreciate y'all, man. I'm the Dean. We love chopping it up. I love you guys, man. Got nothing but love for my dogs, my chat room motherfucking dogs. I appreciate y'all, man. And I'm going to holler at y'all later, man. Fuck with your boy, man. We out. Who is this guy here? Oh, my God. Who the fuck is...